air, and it's 6 past the hour on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Here we go. It's Friday. It's Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron, and Mark Reilly is sitting there right next to me.
Good morning.
I'm standing, as I usually do here.
Yes, yes.
It's Friday, you guys. I'm telling you, I get so excited now. Now that I have a job, I understand what Friday means. I really do. Before, it was just another long day of sadness. But now, it means the weekend is here. I feel like I've been thrown off a car, off a truck. I feel like I've fallen down a mountain.
Really?
I went to yoga. All right, I went to yoga last night. And aren't you supposed to feel good? I mean, I don't, you know, I go fairly regularly, and I'm not religious about it. I don't get into the whole meditation element. I go strictly to, you know, deny the fact that I'm decaying and aging, and hopefully that I won't crumple over into a weird scoliotic mess. Is that the word? Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Sclerotic, perhaps, is maybe the word. So I go to yoga, but, you know, I think I got the wrong attitude, because I literally feel like I've been in a car accident today. I mean, I'm okay, you know, and, like, you know, when you have pain like that, you're like, no, but it's good. It means that you've, you know, you work something through and things are moving properly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anymore. You know, I think it has something to do with my attitude in yoga, because most people are there to relax. They look forward to it. They're like, I can't wait to get to yoga. Me, I am paralyzed with dread. I mean, literally, the back and forth I have to go through with myself, like, I don't want to go. I mean, I've got to sit. It's an hour and 45 minutes. It's hard. I'm going to sweat. There are women there who do it better than me, and people look at me funny, and, you know.
What, do they point at you or something?
No.
Look at how he does it.
I'm just like, I'm so self-conscious sometimes. Really? Yeah, I'm like, I'm crazy. You know, and I'm not bad at it, you know, but that's not the issue. That's not what yoga's supposed to be about.
Is it like a burn, like when you do cardio or something?
No, it's weird because you do all these different positions, and because of the stress of the twists and stuff, the actual, you know, commitment to the position, the holding the position, you break into that weird sweat, you know, like as if you were like maybe standing on the edge of a cliff, and if you move just a little bit, you would fall off. So,
okay.
You know, all your muscle goes into just focusing on not falling off the cliff. That's what it is for an hour and 40 minutes. And that may sound bad to some people.
Does it help for sex?
I don't know. They say they say there's tantric sex,
yeah.
You know, but given that my wife is in, you know, Los Angeles, the amount of tantric sex I'm having, as you know, it's not something I want to talk about, because tantric self-sex, there's no real way to glorify that.
Tantric self-sex.
It's some sort of strange, freaky position that, you know, only a couple of people can do. But let's not go there. What I'm trying to say is, I if you do yoga, you better have the right attitude. Because I'm literally sitting there, like, if I get stressed out in yoga, like, which I do, I will start looking at the teacher like, you know, what are you doing to me? What are you doing to me? Like shooting the teacher like these glares. Like if she goes, all right, now back into downward dog. And I'm like, what? And that is completely the wrong attitude.
Have you discussed this with the teacher?
No.
Major feelings known?
No, I just.
You can't hold this in.
I know. I just sit there and wait for her approval. That's all, you know, like I did in school. Just sort of like, am I doing good? I'm doing good, right? Look at me. I'm all sweaty. I sweat so much, Mark. That's my problem. It's like I've always had this sweating thing where I sweat.
Don't worry about it. So sweat's not a bad thing.
I know, but everyone, all these, you know, there's like, you know, it's usually like 20 women, you know, two guys that are kind of guys, and then me. You know, and I'm the guy drenched. I'm in a puddle of sweat. You know, just a puddle of it. You know, exasperated, finding no peace of mind.
I'll take you to a place where you can get some oil that'll make your sweat smell good.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always stayed away from that.
It's not far from here.
I like body smell.
Ah, there you go.
Can I read one of these bits?
Please.
And then we'll go into.
Yeah.
I got the week in review. I got some week in review jokes.
Ooh.
Tell us. Comment.
Share them.
Monday, Marlon Brando was cremated and laid to rest, but his family refused to accept his ashes as a protest against Hollywood's treatment of Native Americans. Also reflecting Brando's acting style, there was no reading of the will, just a mumbled improvisation of the will. That's funny. All right, here we go. Here's another one. Tuesday, John Kerry announced his running mate as John Edwards. Kerry's pick had been shrouded in secrecy along with the rest of Kerry's campaign. That might be why the New York Post announced that morning that Kerry picked Dick Gephardt. Then the Post corrected itself and said it was John Edwards. Then the Post said Kerry flip-flops. Wednesday, Dick Cheney called to congratulate Edwards, who was going to contrast well against Cheney because Edwards is much less likely to be killed by a microwave oven or a garage door opener.
That is no good.
Thursday, former Enron CEO Ken Lay was finally indicted for fraud. Lay was handcuffed and driven to the federal courthouse, where he was posed for pictures with Lindy England pointing to his genitals. That's our week in review joke.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Bush has got a new ad. Kerry's kicking back. He was on Larry King Live. He seems like he's focusing. He's coming around. What do you think, man?
He is focusing, and he's starting to say some stuff, quite frankly, that I had expected him to say, and now I'm starting to hear it, and it sounds good coming at him. But Bush has questioned John Kerry's priorities in a new 30-second commercial. Starts airing today. The spot of all things, you know, is there no low to which these people will stoop? This spot references Lacey Peterson criticizing Kerry for voting against that law that gave protection to the unborn fetus, the Lacey Peterson law.
It's unbelievable.
Can you get to that?
That they try and connect, and considering where it's coming from and what you can connect Bush to, if you want to do this 6 degrees of separation from Satan thing, I mean, Bush is the guy. And they can't get anything to stick on these people. You remember they were hitting Edwards for the past 3 days, and that's kind of fizzling out, so then it's like, well, let's try and get something on Kerry.
Let's go back again. Well, you know, what they are saying is that he's been missing a lot of Senate votes. And, in fact, Kerry has missed about 80% of the Senate votes this year. But at the same time, Bush has spent at least 233 days at his alleged ranch in Crawford, Texas, since taking office.
Well, there's a big tumbleweed problem out there in Crawford. I don't know if anyone knows about that. But the tumbleweeds, you know, throughout the year in Crawford, Texas, the way they get stuck on the fences, it can cause a lot of aesthetic issues that need to be dealt with hands-on.
Was that Roy Rogers that sang that tumbling, whatever, tumbleweed?
Are you putting me on the spot?
I don't know.
But now it's one of those issues like, we're going to get our researchers. Can we get Pashman and Brendan on that?
Yeah, both of you. We need the two of you to figure this out.
We're not
going
to do the Kerry thing. Let's just get to the bottom of the tumbling tumbleweed song.
That's right. We want accuracy here.
I don't want people on the blog going, you know, Maron really doesn't know what he's talking about. But tumbling tumbleweeds was first covered. It was a traditional folk melody done by...
It's morningsedition.com for all of you bloggers and website users.
I'm sure they're already at it.
Now, the new spot from George W. Bush is the first in 3 weeks. It is going to be $8 million over a two-week period, concentrating in 19 states. It will be done primarily through cable, radio, and newspapers. Kerry, at the same time, has scaled back ads in both Arkansas and Louisiana. Bush, after Kerry stopped his spots in Louisiana, stopped his.
Yeah.
Kerry and the Misses.
Yeah.
That would be Teresa Hines, Kerry, were on Larry King Live last night. And John Kerry was asked about possible damage from Ralph Nader's run for president.
My hope is, Larry, that I'm going to speak to the people who support Ralph Nader. And I'm going to hopefully make Ralph Nader's candidacy unnecessary.
Now, that I like.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time, right?
Nader's going to give the thing away to Bush, but Nader's got... No. Elevate your game. And make Nader unnecessary.
Right,
that's what I've been waiting for him to say.
Absolutely. Co-op some of the ideas. A lot of the things that Nader talks about are completely, they're completely Democratic ideas. They can be integrated in the Democratic Party's agenda. But you're always going to get these guys, like the guy who called us from Minnesota yesterday, who's like, they're both the same, man. Kerry and Bush, it's all one big bad system, man. It's like, you know, if you vote for either of them, you're voting for the same nastiness. And that's probably, you know, on some level, there are similarities. They do, you know, operate within the same circles, but they aren't the same. And I think that if you vote for Nader in this election, you got to be crazy, only in the sense that this is very important because the world is being taken over by the evil.
Well, you know, Nader has, I think this is going to be a fundamental problem with his campaign this time around.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Republicans carrying his water for him. In fact, Republicans in Michigan are helping to gather signatures to put him on the ballot. Now, how do you, where do you draw the line there? If the John Birch Society says they're for Ralph Nader, they want to help him out, will he accept that help? Why would he accept help from Republicans? It's a legitimate question to ask. And I have no problem with Ralph Nader as a person or as a candidate, but you got to ask why.
Well, is it selfish or is he really fighting for something that's worthy? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that like, after a certain point, what he represents is, you know, is creating that third party and giving it some strength and giving a different voice to people, but is he doing it at the cost of the existing democracy that we have, whatever's left of that democracy? We've got some accusations. We've got some, not accusations, there's some, Kerry and Edwards, there's some pictures. There's some pictures. They got pictures. We'll talk about it when we come back on Air America Radio.
You You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
Well, I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
It's Friday.
How's that?
Good.
Was that kind of radio-y?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley over there.
Hey.
We are on Morning's Edition on AirAmericaRadio.com. You know, it's weird with the advent of the Internet and the Google search, anybody can be a genius. Ain't that right?
Yep.
But here's the deal. Like, this is what we got our researchers on it, man.
They spared no expense.
Here we go. Tumbling Tumbleweeds, written by Bob Nolan. Mm-hmm. Made famous by Gene Autry.
Gene Autry. Well, I'm glad. I thought it was Roy Rogers there for a second, but that.
And at some point, one of the bloggers yesterday made a comment about, I think, is it Raging BQ? Who was it? Made a comment about Franklin Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, and then felt guilty about the lack of research. So now, on the blog, they're sort of like, let me just cover something up. I felt like I just posted not being informed yesterday. So now there's an entire thing about Franklin Pierce and why he is one of the top five worst presidents in the history of the presidency. And also, like, apologies for not have presented a more sort of thorough investigation of the Pierce presidency. Thank you for all that effort. But you know what? I didn't lose any sleep over it, but I'm glad that you did the research. One other thing I need to address on the blog is somebody is acknowledging that it is my show and then made a comment about my persistent whining. See, I think that's a misunderstanding of what I do here. I don't whine. I cynically reflect on what I see as being reality. Whining, that's so negative.
Yes,
know?
It is.
And that's something they attribute to liberals. And that, you know, and I'm not whining. Not whining. What do you got, Riley? We got to talk about this, the Edwards issue.
The Edwards issue, yes. Well, The Bush administration, of course, as soon as John Kerry named John Edwards as his running mate on Tuesday, started talking about inexperience and he's just a disingenuous liberal, all of that stuff they ran for the 48 hours.
And that's coming from a disingenuous Republican who panders to corporations and religious fanatics.
Well, the one they tried to make stick the hardest and the longest was the idea that he was inexperienced and not really ready to take over the presidency should anything happen to John Kerry. Well, John Kerry was asked about that on Larry King Live last night. Let's hear what he had to say.
I believe what's important is that I picked somebody with the character, with the judgment, with the values to be able to take over as president, lead this nation if something were to happen to me. I know from watching John Edwards on the campaign trail, from looking him in the eye as close as I am to you and debating with him and talking things through with him, from watching him in the Senate and watching him work, from looking at his lifetime of battles, this is a man who represents the values of our country, and this is a man strong enough and skilled enough to lead it.
Wow, that was a tremendous statement that took too long for television. But I appreciate what he's saying. And what we need to point out here is that John Edwards, as far as lacking accomplishments, co-authored the Patient's Bill of Rights and helped pass it in the Senate. Provisions of his Airport and Seaport Terrorism Prevention Act were signed into law by the president. Mm-hmm. Introduced the Biological and Chemical Weapons Preparedness Act, major provisions of which were passed by the Senate. Proposed to extend tax exemptions for military personnel in combat zones and provide National Guard families with financial help paying for child care in their hometown. That's what he accomplished, and we got a president that won't even allow military coffins to be seen on television because he's afraid that people might realize that we're really at war and it's a war that is based on a lie. John Edwards is for quality health care, fought for middle-class tax cuts, worked to improve schools, fund No Children Left Behind, improve teachers' pay, expand after-school programs, called for fiscal discipline to cut the deficit in half to save Social Security and Medicare. George Bush, on the other hand, has visited his ranch 33 times since becoming president. He has spent all or part of 233 days on his Texas ranch since taking office, that's according to a tally taken by the CBS News, and was only experience was being governor of a of the state of Texas for 6 years, and that is not a full time legislature.
Now, those are facts pertaining to issues.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now let's switch to Matt Drudge, a man who has no experience with facts whatsoever, apparently.
Uh-huh.
He is now saying...
He's got an experience with pictures.
Yeah, with pictures. And see, he apparently got an email from a photographer that's on the campaign trail.
Uh-huh.
And from that has managed to weave, and I do mean weave, a story about John Kerry and John Edwards and their closeness.
You know what's interesting about the pictures? If you go to the Drudge Report, you know, and look at the pictures.
We're not recommending that, but if you do.
No, but you know what? I think that if you're in the right frame of mind, I think the pictures are a great sort of indication of how close these guys really are.
Yeah.
Not in a gay way, all right? But and not that that matters necessarily. And but the truth of the matter is that somebody had to sit there at Drudge Report and like, oh, this is great, dude. Find the ones that look really gay, all right? And
yeah.
Like somebody had to sit there and go, we're gonna find the really gay pictures, you
mm-hmm.
know, of Kerry. And you know, if you take a freeze frame of any moment between two men, you know, touching or having a hug, and you take you know one out of 30 pictures, you know, you can isolate the one that's going to look a little. But I think it's kind of cute. I think it's kind of fun. I think that if anybody looks at that with any seriousness and makes implications, has got to be a paranoid, latent, homosexual, angry person.
Well, I would say to Matt Drudge, why don't you, the next time you see some mafiosi hug, you take some pictures of them and put
yeah,
a piece in there.
Yeah, where are the funny pictures of, you know what's interesting is that he probably couldn't find any pictures of Cheney and Bush together looking like this because the two of them are so homophobic and filled with hate that even their intimate moments will be loaded with a certain paranoia and disdain.
Yeah, well, you know, Drudge says, and this is a direct quote from the Drudge Report, can I do that without being, you know, sued for copyright infringement?
Everyone knows what Drudge is, you know, and everyone goes there for the same reason, you know, that, you know, some people listen to Rush. It's just to get a little hate buzz, you
know?
Well,
it says here, news photographers have been going wild with photos of the two Johns.
Yeah.
Now, that is a statement from Matt Drudge. Now, you were just, that's why I wanted to make sure people knew that you were reading facts about issues.
Yeah.
He says, news photographers have been going wild. Now, that's not a statement of fact, is it? Or is it? Or am I being too critical of Matt Drudge?
Yeah, I think it's reasonable.
I mean, you know, what does he mean when he says news photographers are going? First of all, how would anybody know a news photographer had gone wild?
Well, this is the first time in a long time that they've had a male politician or two male politicians that aren't frightened to the point where they can't express feelings.
Yeah.
You know, it's really baffling for this country in the sense that, you know, we've had a president that is so hooked on this tough love crap. It's hard to picture Bush having sex with anybody or anything that wasn't sort of like, you know, not intimate and kind of quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here you got a couple of guys that seem to have, you know, they're not afraid to be emotional. They're not afraid to show that they, you know, that they're genuine in their feelings for each other in the sense of like, you know, we're a couple of guys. We're not afraid to be sensitive, not afraid to be open. Mm-hmm. How are you? What's going on? Hey, easy. You know what I mean? But
back up.
Hey, that's enough. Boundaries.
Yep.
But, you know, if it's that alien to people and people are going to judge them on this, it's like they ought to question themselves and what their, you know, what their emotional capacity is.
Well, you know, there are some questions, and we're going to try and get this in both now and a little bit later on in the morning. Some stories, and I know I heard you yelling about this before we went on the air this morning.
Yeah.
This story about Pakistan. And about the United States putting pressure on the Pakistanis to get bin Laden or one of his deputies or one of the other, or Mullah Omar.
Well, let's talk, you know, it's like, well, we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I mean, I was under the impression that the reason we went into Afghanistan to begin with was to get Al-Qaeda, to take down the Taliban, and get Osama bin Laden. I mean, am I crazy in thinking that?
No.
So now we're there, we're doing the job, and then all of a sudden, you know, this administration gets this amazing idea. It's like, dudes, we're set up. Let's just go to Iraq. Come on, let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got to go on? I don't know. Get Tenet to give us something that makes sense. Just get him to tell us something that we can go on. I think there's weapons of mass destruction there. But, sir, there's no evidence of that in the inspectors.
I don't care.
Shut up. We can make it how we want to. He's a Clinton appointee anyways. He'll take the hit later. Let's just get him to, you know, mold that information into something we can go on. So they left the Afghani thing hanging. And now it's starting to look a little more divisive than that. It's starting to look a little more political. It's starting to look like they might have known where bin Laden was all along, and they've just been sort of hanging there.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Keeping a few guys up there.
Now, this article in the New Republic is saying, essentially, that they were planning a July surprise, that they wanted to get one of these people, preferably bin Laden, before the November election,
right,
to make guess who look good.
As long as they got their priorities right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Still to come, more on the war on terror. The presidential palm pilot from Marin's buddy on the inside, plus the all-important liberal agenda. This is Air America Radio.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so? Hi, I'm Larry Meistrich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Swing Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I created Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at AirAmericaRadio.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe through AirAmericaRadio.com and receive one of my favorite films, O.T. Our Town, for free. O.T. Our Town is a documentary about the power of education in America. It is a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at AirAmericaRadio.com and help support Air America.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Mark Shearer. The insurgency in Iraq is larger than some people in Washington make it out to be. That's the word from Baghdad via the Associated Press, which is reporting that U.S. military sources say there are as many as 20,000 guerrilla fighters, not 5,000, as previously thought. And, contrary to the administration's claim, they're not foreigners fighting a jihad. They're mostly Sunni Muslims angry about losing power, and they have a lot of support among nationalist Iraqis who want U.S. troops out. The latest kidnappings in Iraq, accompanied by the now familiar videos of kneeling hostages being threatened, involve two Bulgarians and a Filipino. Bulgaria and the Philippines say they won't give in to the threats. Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee will release its report on intelligence failures in the run-up to the war. The report is expected to say that the CIA wasn't pressured to come up with evidence to rationalize the invasion of Iraq. Democrats are expected to present an alternative view of the report, saying some analysts felt the need to emphasize one piece of evidence over another.
If you're tired of dealing with glasses or contacts but have been concerned about the price of LASIK, Now you can get the best of both worlds. That's right. TLC Laser Eye Centers is offering no payments for 12 months. That means you can have exceptional LASIK, TLC's lifetime commitment, and skilled surgeons at a price you can manage from one of the leaders in laser vision correction. More than 500,000 eyes have trusted TLC for the LASIK procedure, including thousands of eye doctors and Tiger Woods.
After 5 years and more than 35 worldwide wins, I'm still as happy as ever with my TLC Laser Eye Centers experience. I'm 20/20 with no contacts.
Yeah, that Tiger Woods. To take advantage of this limited, no-payment for 12-month offer, call TLC at 800-300-7509. Some restrictions may apply. In fact, call today for all the details. That's 800-300-7509.
You damn kids! Now I've got your damn Air America Frisbee?
That's right! Now you can get Air America Radio t-shirts, frisbees, hats, stickers, and more. All at airamericaradio.com.
An Air America teddy bear, travel mug, baseball jersey, messenger bag. I'm not even a liberal, but I could carry my hate literature around in that.
So log on to airamericaradio.com and wear the air.
The Majority Report.
Sam Cito has been asleep on the couch because he's sick as a dog. Because what does he do? He marches down to Chinatown last night at the crack of 4 a.m. and eats some duck.
You know, when you get the duck on the street.
Off the street! No less.
It's much cheaper.
On a stick!
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
On a stick. You can't encourage it for other people.
Whatever possessed you, Sam?
I got duck on the stick on the street. I just love the duck.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
What are you going to do? It's Friday. It's great. I feel pretty good. My buddy Jim's here.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him in a little while. My buddy Jim Loftus, who's on the press team on the plane with Jim Carrey. He's on the Jim Carrey plane. During the new movie shooting. Very funny stuff. He's on the John Carrey. That'd be hilarious. If like we couldn't get someone from the John Carrey campaign, we got someone in Jim Carrey's entourage. John Carrey's plane. Jim Loftus is going to be here in a few minutes talking to us about the man. About what he's like in his candid moments. This is Morning's Edition, if you're wondering. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley there. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's now time, my buddy Ramon, presidential palm pilot downloaded from the president's schedule. Here we go. Here's a Bushy schedule for today. 8:30 a.m., wake up, stay on message. John Edwards is even more inexperienced than me. Possibly rephrase. 9:30 a.m. board helicopter on South Lawn. Have Secret Service inspect lawn for possible terrorist aphids. 10:30 a.m. arrive for campaign event at Kutztown University in Kutztown, PA. Is this election really going to be that close? 11 a.m. participate in Kutztown University Ask President Bush event. Have Carl make sure this doesn't involve answering questions. Answering questions. Hello. Is this on? Noon. Lunch and cuts down. Note. Good opportunity for joke. Hey, who cuts the cheese in Kutztown? In Kutztown. Hello. 3 o'clock p.m. Arrive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Explain to local Amish that I am their leader, descending from the sky in a great silver bird. 3:25 p.m. Make remarks at Lap Electrical Service. Note. Do not touch any exposed wires. 6:10 p.m. Attend rally in York, Pennsylvania. Win crowd over by making fun of people from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That's good. That's old road comic trick. 8:20 p.m. Arrive at White House South Lawn. Make sure it's been gone over with a pooper scooper, preferably by Colin Powell. Oh, damn. 9 p.m. Lights out. Try the cuts the cheese joke on Laura. And then, of course, there's always the Dutch oven possibility. So, Dutch oven... Dutch, Pennsylvania Dutch, pea soup,
Amish.
And what's that? Funnel cake. Funnel cake.
Funnel
Isn't that
cake.
What it's called?
Funnel cake.
Just that fried dough.
That fried dough with sugar on the top, yeah.
You know, every culture throughout the world makes a fried dough with sugar on it. It's an old joke by a friend of mine named, what was it, James Weimer. He used to do a joke about that. Anyway,
by the way,
I'm drifting.
I want to say, before we get into the heavy news of the day,
yeah.
That next time you go on Conan, Bring back some more swag like you did this last stuff, all right?
Dude, we got more swag, man. Maybe
this is some serious swag here.
That's the power of radio. Hey, these Altoids are pretty good. Maybe they should send us some more. Isn't that how it works?
See, I didn't say the name. I was trying not to be,
Yeah, I know, but you never know. Maybe we'll get a bunch of Altoids. Does that make me a sellout or just a guy who likes Altoids? You be the judge.
There you go.
So now we've got this thing. We talked to Michael Ware, who I love Michael Ware. It's like, oh, it's awful. We're in trouble now.
The world is ending.
They're jihadists everywhere. They're in my hair. But I love Michael Ware, the most informative, ballsy dude. Behind the lines, dealing with the insurgents, talking to them, fleshing it out. And now it turns out that even the portrait he painted to us, is underestimating the threat that Bush has created. See, that's the weird thing, Mark, is that, you know, let's talk about it, and then I'll speculate.
No, I mean, look, what we're talking about here is the possibility of what's being called, according to the New Republic Online, July surprise, Pakistan for Bush. Now, for those of you who don't know, Pakistan is run by a guy named General Musharraf. The fact that there's a general in front of his name probably means he was not elected by the Pakistani people, but we quibble.
What's his first name again?
Perez.
Perez.
Perez! I think is it Perez? Yeah, I'm sorry, Pervez.
Pervez Musharraf.
Pervez.
Pervez.
Not Pervo. Pervez Musharraf.
Are you sure you checked the room, Musharraf?
Yes, that's the one. So, apparently this spring, the Bush administration put pressure on Musharraf, or Musharraf, however you want to pronounce
his name,
to either kill or capture Osama bin Laden, his deputy Ayman al-Zawahiri, who's not the same guy as Zawahiri, the terrorist that's in Iraq, or the Taliban's mullah Mohammed Omar. Now, all of these individuals are believed to be hiding in sections of Pakistan or going back and forth along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. A succession of high-level American officials, this is according again to the New Republic, from CIA Director George Tenet to Secretary of State Colin Powell to Assistant Secretary of State Christina Rocca to State Department Counterterrorism Chief Kofor Black.
So let me get this straight. Everyone but the president. It's wrong.
And Cheney.
Yeah.
Cheney hasn't gone, but he'll go soon if they don't catch him.
Right.
So they've apparently been going and saying, look, we need to ramp up the pressure to get this guy. Now, this creates problems for Musharraf because, you know, the area that these folks are supposedly roaming around in is controlled by a group of people who, if Musharraf goes up in there, are not going to be real pleased.
Yeah, he's in this weird situation where he's got a huge contingent of people that want to make it, you know, a Muslim state,
yes,
right?
Yes. And I mean, the people that we're talking about now are the Pashtun.
Right.
Who are you know, tribal people who live along that border area.
Pakistan is Muslim.
Yeah.
And the Pashtun are a different faction. He's on the brink of a civil war at all times, that guy.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's also the potential of a problem with India.
Yeah.
You know, because that's always back and forth also.
So now these people are leaning on him to accommodate their political needs to deliver somebody from that neighborhood, either an Osama bin Laden or a large terrorist contingent, in order to distract this country, the United States, from the priority at hand, which is the Democratic National Convention or anything that could lead people to believe the truth, which is that, you know, George Bush and his administration is done nothing but strengthen terrorism.
But people who have talked about this possibility, and we've talked about it here since we started this program, people are like, you're crazy. You people are crazy. You're paranoid. You're making things up out of whole cloth. You know. And now it appears as though, and you know, Colin Powell, this is yet another body blow to his reputation. It's not bad enough he went up to the UN and gave them a whole bunch of false information. Now he turns up putting pressure on another government for political reasons here in the United States.
Political reasons.
Not to
win the war on terror, but to manipulate the war on terror to get reelected. We'll talk more about it when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLO-NASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Hello?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLO-NASE. Allergy rewards program subject to eligibility.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-603-WORD. That's 603-WORD. 1-800-603-WORD.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service, it's about best value, it's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Past the hour. It's Friday. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hey.
Morning Sedition. Air America Radio. You know, we're talking about the organization of this administration on many levels to pressure the Pakistanis into delivering us the tall man.
Mm-hmm. Osama bin Laden and his dialysis machine.
And they're pressuring, like, you know, first of all, shouldn't the pressure have been on a long time ago? I thought that's why we went to Afghanistan. I thought that's why we've lost 1,000 American soldiers between Afghanistan and Iraq. I thought that was the reason we went there initially. Talk about flip-flopping. Bush, Osama bin Laden, you know, in September 17, 2001. Bush wants Osama dead or alive, March 13, 2002. I don't care about Osama because apparently the timing wasn't right. He didn't need him politically yet.
Well, you know, that's going down that same sinkhole as Ken Lay. You know, yeah. Osama who? Ken who? Who are we talking about here?
Well, I'd like to talk about that later. The corporate structure of Enron, you know, versus the corporate structure of this White House is, as in relation to dispersing blame, displacing blame. But right now, Tom Ridge, not effective in scaring enough people to get people away from thinking about John Kerry as president.
He's at it again.
Yeah.
Tom Ridge. And see, it's interesting. Last time they had Ashcroft do it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a terror threat. Now, again, you have to be vigilant, okay,
right.
Within yourself. You have to understand that there is the possibility that some kind of terrorist event could, in fact, happen. The problem with what this administration is doing, in my judgment, is that they're coming out, they're being deliberately vague about where the information is coming from, how specific the information is. We haven't had a bit of specific intelligence shared with the American public about any of this year that I can remember.
And this isn't even specific. It's mumblings, it's gurglings, it's this, it's that. There's information. We're not going to raise the alert, but there's a real good indication that they're planning a large-scale attack. A large-scale attack, what does that indicate to me? Is that, well, if that's true, how is that possible? I thought you guys were winning the war on terror. I thought that the reason we have this, you know, Patriot Act that denies people their rights was to make some progress with this thing, and they haven't made any progress at all.
Well, they say that quote, and this
well,
is...
I'm sorry about that. That may not be true.
What?
That there's been some progress in security elements, like, you know, within the airport. Some of it, some people argue that, you know, it is safer, it isn't safer. But I think that there has been a little bit of progress, but why do they keep making us scared?
Well, they're saying that there is a continuing stream of intelligence, including nuggets of information gleaned from sources, including militant-linked websites, which means that we should be able to find them for ourselves, wouldn't you think? I mean,
if they have all this information, why can't they just find the guys? I mean, they seem to know kind of where Osama bin Laden is. I would argue that they know exactly where he is.
Conclusion that you could come to in reading this New Republic story, is that they know, and instead of going really after bin Laden ourselves, we put the pressure on Musharraf, you know, carrot and stick. Because, you know, Musharraf wants certain things from the United States. Musharraf, first of all, wants to stay in office as the man who runs. Of course it's politics.
And that people like, you know, the truth of the matter is they should have got bin Laden the first time around, right? That was the reason we were there, to get al-Qaeda and the Taliban. They should have gotten the reason, then they go to Iraq for W1Bs that aren't there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, the only thing that this administration is succeeding in doing is creating a strong, organized, and growing enemy for years to come, you know, at the cost of 1,000 U.S. lives and hundreds of billions of dollars, war profiteering for the new millennium. Who said there wouldn't be growth in the industry after the wall came down? We fought out of the Cold War box, and now we've done ourselves, you know, now they've done it. You know what I mean? I mean, the military-industrial complex has created an enemy that will grow and move around non-specifically for years to come. And, you know, like this article we have now, that the insurgency in Iraq is not just 5,000, you know, ex-Baathists.
No.
It's not a few jihadists. I mean, what is that?
It's much larger than they actually thought. The 5,000 estimate is now being seen as way under the actual number. And by the way, you know, when we start talking about this, the insurgency inside Iraq, and I think people need to be very clear about this, the insurgency inside Iraq is not one faction of anything.
That's what we were talking
about.
There
are Sunnis. There are Shiites. There are Iraqi nationalists. There are former Baathists. And some of these different things intersect in different people. But the bottom line is you've got different groups.
Well, that's the whole problem. The tribal realities that we've been talking about here for weeks is that the reason they can't get an effective Iraqi security force to work underneath the Americans is that many of these people are connected. Many of these people have tribal loyalties. A lot of these cells are being led and operated by local sheiks who take their orders from, you know, the imams who oversee larger religious communities, and they're not going to start any real infighting until they get what they want, which is an Iraq for Iraq.
Well, yeah, and what that means could well be civil war at a point, because, you know, it's like one of those scenarios where you see five guys gang up against one guy who's a problem. Once that one guy is done, then they five start fighting among each other.
Right.
Among themselves.
But what you were saying earlier was that they're all going to unify in this war against America.
Absolutely. They already are unified. They've managed to put aside most, if not some of their, if not all of their differences. The problem, and I think this is a problem for a lot of, ordinary Iraqi citizens, is that a lot of this targeting is at Iraqi civilians. It's not just at American soldiers.
Right.
It is at Iraqi civilians who may be seen as collaborators, may be seen or live in villages that may be seen, whose leaders may be seen as collaborating with the Americans, to try and put the fear in ordinary Iraqis that America and America's presence is bad for them.
You know, and I can't, you know, it's like I got an email from a guy that, you know, these people that believe that, you know, I said on Conan O'Brien, I get an email from a dude who they preface the email. The guy says, "Let me first say that you're one of the funniest comedians working today."
Right.
But here's how you're wrong on almost everything you said. But the one thing that stuck out, you know, that stuck in my craw is these people that say this when I said that Bush and Cheney got to go, huh? Well, that's what the terrorists think too, Mark, because Al Qaeda knows that. That's a lie. You know, this president, they want this president to stay president for the rest of time. He's doing nothing but unifying all of them, like what we were just talking about, Iraq.
Yeah.
These people would not have come together as an insurgent force if it weren't for this administration, right?
Yeah.
What could they ask for? A fanatical Christian. So that religifies it, which I think I just invented that word.
That religifies
conflict, right? And then also brings in new recruits. As long as they have Bush to hate and Bush to fight, and he's also a unilateral thinker, so the rest of the world is out of the picture, these guys want nothing more than another 4 years of Bush. If you think that by putting Kerry in office, it's a appeasing the terrorists, you got to be nuts.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back with my buddy Jim Loftus, going to be in the studio. We got the liberal agenda. Yeah, I seem to be worked up today a little bit. That's all right.
That's cool.
It's Friday. See you in a minute on Air America Radio.
If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
Have you ever walked by someone and laughed at their T-shirt? Or saw a bumper sticker that were your exact thoughts?
Well-behaved women seldom make history.
Did you wish you could get one like it? Do you want to find a way to express your political views for all to see? Well, you can. For 25 years, Northern Sun Merchandising has been supplying humorous and politically conscious products, including bumper stickers, posters, buttons, and of course, T-shirts.
One nation, under surveillance.
So express yourself with Northern Sun Merchandising at www.northernsun.com or call 800-258-8579 for a catalog.
God bless the whole world. No exceptions.
Often humorous, never dull at Northern Sun. That's 800-258-8579 for a catalog or visit northernsun.com.
And remember, regime change begins at home.
Need cash fast? Call Fast Cash Loans by phone. You can get a paycheck cash advance up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. Call 1-800-279-3114. Even if you have poor credit or no credit, you can get Fast Cash. Every day, Fast Cash helps thousands of Americans make ends meet. So if you need cash, don't sweat it. Call Fast Cash now at 1-800-279-3114. When you call, you can get a Fast Cash application sent to you within seconds. The money you need is deposited straight into your checking account. There's no embarrassing trip to a loan store, no more borrowing money from your family. So if you need cash fast for any purpose, call 1-800-279-3114. You can get up to $500 deposited straight into your checking account. It's quick and easy to apply. And you can have the money you need within 24 hours. So call Fast Cash now, 1-800-279-3114. That's 1-800-279-3114.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
We are the only liberal morning show to play AC/DC. You know what I mean? Say what you will. All right, I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley there.
Hey.
We're on the Morning's Edition, Air America Radio. Here's a little bit of email. Mark and Mark, you have the best morning show ever. It makes getting up so much easier because I don't have to sludge through Curtis and Kubi or NPR. You rock. Keep speaking the truth to power and making me laugh.
Now, Curtis and Kubi, for those of you outside of New York, is a local New York morning show.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Mark Maron, you're a whiny bitch. Actually, I don't think you're a whiny bitch, Maron, but since you only talk about the negative email you get, I thought I'd start with something that would catch your eye. And then it goes on to point out the New Republic article about the July surprise. You go to that. We read it this morning. It's a good article.
Yeah.
I just got Mark Maron on the Conan O'Brien show, and I have just one suggestion for him. Longer socks. The bare leg was very distracting. Other than that, I enjoy you guys a lot and keep up the excellent work. Well, right now, I'm not wearing nothing. No, I always say there's always something about my appearance. It's my hair or my socks. Or one time I wore white socks with black pants and black shoes, and that no one listened to anything I said. They're like, what's wrong with him?
Cliff Clavin,
bus driver.
Yeah, exactly. In the studio right now, one of my oldest and dearest friends, Jim Loftus, who's been in politics for years. He did advance for Dukakis. He was in the White House with Clinton doing advance. Now he's on the plane with the press crew on the Kerry plane, and he's here right now.
Good morning.
Welcome, Jim.
Morning.
Nice to see you, man. So you guys are going where tonight?
We're starting here in the morning. We have two fundraisers downtown. We go to Beckley, West Virginia for an airport rally, something you'd see more generally in the general election.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to your old hometown, Mark. We're going
Albuquerque,
New Mexico.
That's great, man. So now, are people on the plane sort of like, all right, where's Edwards going to sit?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on right now. We're at 757 with 62 seats, and we've bumped a bunch of our normal press that travel with us onto a press plane.
Yeah,
and there's all sorts of scrambling.
Right, they're sort of like, I didn't know he's got three kids.
Right. Last night after we were done, I finally just grabbed a beer and went way in the back and sat with the agents.
Yeah. I got a question.
These guys can't drink until they're off the road, and they sort of, you know.
Oh, the agents. Grouse at you.
Oh yeah. No beer for them on the plane.
I got a quick question. How do you do the press triage? Who gets on the prop and who stays on the 757?
Well, see, there's a great question. The way we're doing it is we're just kind of slipstreaming behind the way we did it at the White House during the Clinton administration, the way they do it now. But there's all these politics of the media that, if you think politics of politics is complicated, and you get into why ABC's on the plane and CBS isn't, and the leg they're flying on is shorter than that. It's
crazy.
It is Talmudic in the extreme.
Now, do you guys do plane surfing?
I started this with when we first got a plane coming going into New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's the orange down the aisle.
Yeah.
Because of TSA regulations, the plane surfing, which started in the 1984 campaign, is no longer advisable or apparently legal.
You know
so
about
we
plane
do it
surfing?
In orange.
No, I don't know, but
you
we
take
gotta...
a little card.
Yeah.
And start at the top. As the plane rotates, you try and surf right down the alley.
Yeah.
You get all the way back.
Really?
Yeah. There's the liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. I had no idea. It sounds fun, though. Here we go. Get your notebooks and your pencils. Here's your marching orders today, liberals. One, poll Sudanese refugees about John Edwards' likability. Two, add the color black to the terror color chart. It comes after red and stands for we deserve it. Three, feed misinformation. Feed misinformation to New York Post reporters so their front page can be wrong every day. Four, make a friend from the South. Show off his primitive beliefs and bizarre accent to gain big laughs at cocktail parties. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation, quote, Kenneth Lay isn't a crook, he's integrity challenged, end quote. We'll be back with more of Jim Loftus, of course, Mark Riley.
That's right.
We got coming up?
We've got the Dream Diary. Mark Maron's friend from the Kerry campaign,
he's
Jim
right
Loftus,
here.
Is here with us, plus a rock birth of a nation and more here on Air America Radio.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store, so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Mark Shearer, sitting in for Wayne Gilman. Military officials in Iraq are saying today that the strength of the resistance to U.S. troops there has been underestimated. The Associated Press says military sources who wish to remain unidentified say instead of about 5,000 insurgents, the number can reach up to 20,000 if you count what are called part-time loyalists who are called on to fight. And those U.S. military sources are saying the fighters aren't foreigners trying to build an Islamic State. They're mostly well-armed Sunni Muslims angry about losing power. Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee is set to release its report on intelligence failures in the months leading up to the Iraqi invasion. Congressional and other officials are saying that the year-long investigation will conclude CIA analysts weren't pressured to present views that would support an invasion of Iraq. However, both Republicans and Democrats say the report does deliver a tough critique of the intelligence agencies, putting significant blame on the CIA. Democratic Senator John Kerry was the star among stars at a celebrity-filled fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall in New York last night. The Democratic Party and the Kerry campaign will split the $7 million raised by the event. Kerry earlier appeared alongside his wife on CNN's Larry King Live, where he was asked if he had seen the controversial Michael Moore film, Fahrenheit 9/11. Kerry said he hasn't, and he doesn't plan to see it.
I've seen it. I've watched it for the last 4 years.
You haven't seen it put together like Moore put it.
I've got it put together in my head, Larry, and I know why I'm running for president. I believe we can do better. I think the country wants to move in a different direction with leadership that really brings people together.
President Bush will be campaigning in Pennsylvania today. He's planning a bus tour in the battleground state that has drawn more personal attention from the president than any other because he lost Pennsylvania to Al Gore by 5 percentage points in 2000. Latest polls show him tied with Kerry. The campaigning today is aimed at turning out supporters from heavily Republican parts of the center of Pennsylvania in order to offset expected Democratic votes in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Terror suspects being held in the U.S. prison camp in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, are going to have to challenge their detention in Washington, D.C. A federal appeals court in San Francisco has ruled that D.C. is the proper venue because the detainees are overseas and they are suing the federal government. The Senate today will begin considering a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. The sponsors of the measure are moving ahead, even though they acknowledge they probably won't get the two-thirds majority needed to approve it. The issue will, however, force senators to cast a very tough political vote just 2 weeks before the Democratic convention gets underway in Boston. And tomorrow, New Jersey formally becomes the fifth state to recognize same-sex couples, if not marriage. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
Imagine, you're settling in for a special Sunday night of TLC's Trading Spaces.
Ah, Trading Spaces.
When suddenly you're off to France for a look at the home of designer Hilde Santa Tomas.
What does she have on those walls?
Then it's Spain with Genevieve, Doug Wilson on the farm, and off to Broadway to catch Paige Davis.
Look out, Broadway.
Take this tour in TLC's newest special, Trading Spaces Inside Out. Go between the scenes, Sunday at 8, only on TLC.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-6777 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud. Some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
Oh, I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-621-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
So what else is news?
Jerry Ryan. He is the highest rated personality on the radio in Ireland. We were able to get him to help preview President Bush's visit.
Air America's Marty Kaplan.
George Bush is not welcome here. Bush is seen as a dumbed down version of the American presidency. And yet, you don't get to the White House by being an imbecile. So George Bush can't be an imbecile, because if he is, then we're all finished.
Marty Kaplan on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron, you're listening to Air America Radio at 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
All right, here we go. It's Friday morning. Good morning. We got a lot of things going on today. We got the Dream Diary, of course, Birth of a Nation's coming up. We got the Business Report. Jack Rice, our CIA buddy, is going to be calling in. Mark Riley's Dog of the Week. You know, and right now I'm gonna do a little less whining. I'm not gonna start the top of the hour as I usually do with some sort of weird festering personal problem or international problem. I got my buddy Jim Loftus, who I've known since my freshman year of college, been in politics for years, did advance for Clinton, for Dukakis, was in the White House. He's now in the press crew on the Kerry plane. And we're talking about Kerry, about the plane, about what is it called? Plane surfing. But more importantly, aisle surfing. Yeah, I didn't know about that. But more importantly, what kind of guy is he up there in the sky?
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He must be listening.
Like, what's he eat? What did you go? Give me that thing that I want. What did they bring him?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
That's all right.
Often. I don't know. He's up there. He's eating what we're eating. He's on the road, man.
He's living
our dreams. A lot of times it's fun when we're on the road a lot with his former crewmates from Vietnam, and it's funny to see all these guys hanging around, because you really do see that these guys were, there's six of them, and they were, they're all sort of ribbing each other, and he's all.
Talk about a band of
inside
brothers.
Inside jokes from 1969 on the Mekong Delta. Dude, you're just trying to follow along. It's great.
When I read some of that stuff that he did in Vietnam, he had real cojones. This guy was not a lightweight dude.
No, he did
the real stuff.
And I'm telling you, you talk to these guys, and they're not talking to the press. They're sitting around having a beer afterwards. Del Sandusky and others who are buddies of his from Vietnam. And they said, this guy, I'm telling you, whatever these guys want to say about him, he was it. And these guys said, In the lingo of Vietnam circa 1968, 69, they were in it,
Yeah, definitely.
And he just said, we were right there. This guy got us in, got us out. And he really had it.
What about those bastards, those other Vietnam guys that they try to question, Kerry's integrity, the integrity of his injuries, whether or not he was a team player. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
How do those guys live with themselves, being pawns for this, demonic, seedy Republican agenda?
They started with one of three of the Purple Hearts. I said, every time they brought that up, I'm like, do you really want, the media to tell the story about how to get the Silver Star again?
Silver Star, three Purple Hearts, and they're going to question one of them. So, Riley, we got that Bush ad, right?
Yeah, we do have the Bush ad, and we wanted to get Jim's reaction. This latest Bush ad, which is running, I believe, in 19 states, starting today, it's $8 million worth on cable, radio, and newspapers. That's the focus. And they are talking about Kerry missing votes in the United States Senate and some of the things he did, some of the votes he did make. But with the whole Lacey Peterson thing really bothers me. I mean, that just drives me nuts. But maybe we should let Jim hear the spot. Let him react to it.
All right, okay.
And
we're not in any way supporting George Bush. We're playing this spot because we don't like him.
Yes, this is for informational purposes only.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Leadership means choosing priorities. While campaigning, John Kerry has missed over two-thirds of all votes. Missed a vote to lower health care costs by reducing frivolous lawsuits against doctors. Missed a vote to fund our troops in combat. Yet, Kerry found time to vote against the Lacey Peterson law that protects pregnant women from violence. Kerry has his priorities. Are they yours?
Was that a cell phone?
I was about to say, lady, a cell phone's ringing. Somebody answered it halfway through the commercial.
It's part of the.
This is a new thing they're doing with ads. You just have a cell phone ringing.
That trickery? So they kind of throw you off? They're like, hey, is that my phone?
I don't know what
that's what they did. They distract you, and then that other sound. were kind of like hypnotized. What do you think of that? Why do they keep doing this?
Well, look, I mean, if that's the line they want to take, it's great. We spent a whole day, came off the road 2 weeks ago to go back to vote on something that he sponsored when he was a senator, which is veterans health care.
Right.
I hung out in the parking lot of the Senate with our press pool all day long. The senator was standing by ready to make that vote, and the Republicans wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah.
Senator Frist did not make it happen. I mean, you can do all sorts of maneuvering in the Senate. They did that to take us off the road one day, and we said, you know what? We're not playing.
Yeah.
At that same time, one of our reporters asked him, you know, are you going to miss other votes? You know what Kerry said? He said, you bet. I'm going to miss a whole bunch of votes. Right now I'm out there running for president, and that's part of the cost, and I understand that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're now talking about the Democrats versus the Republicans for the presidency of the United States. If you want to criticize me for missing votes in the Senate, everybody understands that that's part of the game. So
yeah, if it's a shot they can take,
I don't think it's a great shot that they should spend a fortune on. But if they want to, I'm glad to see them burn money.
But they got nothing, clearly. I mean, the whole pessimism, the way they try to characterize, you know, Kerry, nothing sticks. You know, they tried a million different things. They question his heroic integrity, the flip flopping thing. Yeah.
This ad buy, if they're really going up in 19 states, and I haven't seen the abstract, but you can get those.
Mm-hmm.
This will put them probably close to $100 million that they've spent in the last 2 months. They said everything. This guy's a traitor, a coward, a flip flopper, a vote misser. Okay, where are we going here, guys? Where are we going here, guys? Yeah. I'm not sure. He's, you know.
But I love the pessimistic one. It's like, you know, the Republicans saying that the Democrats are pessimistic. Duh.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't we be? When we get you out of office, maybe we'll cheer up a little bit.
Well, why go with that?
Mark? Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think the fact is that these guys have this very limited horizon about the possibilities of this country.
You know?
You tell me what, define pessimism. I mean, that seems to me extremely pessimistic. You know?
Right. No, absolutely.
There is a sort of
a
new pragmatic kind of progressivism in America. That's the truth.
Right.
That's what's going on. That's a philosophical fact about what's happening in politics in America, and these guys are just missing that.
Right. And you're telling me that there is an upsurge. There is a, what'd you call it?
Movement. Politically, right now, if that's what you're talking about.
With people coming out.
Absolutely.
And you feel that there's
surging. These guys can see it. You don't see George Bush doing big rallies. You won't see George Bush doing big rallies because they can't pull it off. Either.
Right.
He is, you know.
Doesn't draw?
No, people are very angry with him. He's going to draw a lot of protesters, you know.
Right.
We're going out there. We just did, right after Senator Edwards was brought on the ticket, we started in Pittsburgh. We went to three battleground states, and it was 5,000, 7,000, and 12,000 people, and we're just pounding around. People are coming out. They're surging. It feels to me like September.
That's great, man. We got an email right now. Love the show. It's a great way to finish my shift every night. I'll be heading up to Kutztown. I pronounce it Kutztown. It looks like Kutztown, and Kutztown's funnier. But Kutztown, though, right up there with funny. Kutztown, where Kerry supporters should be gathering shortly across the street from the field house where Bush will be appearing. So Kerry supporters are going out there. They're going out there with their signs. They're showing their support. We feel it here, certainly. I mean, you know, phone calls coming in. We got people writing us letters saying, you know, I'm voting Democrat. I've been a Republican all my life. We got people in the military calling us up saying that they haven't been treated properly by this administration.
Have you all seen this Matt Drudge thing?
I just saw it on
Kerry Edwards Gay thing that he seems to be trying to run.
I don't know.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
I
guess
I think like Jim's going to go, you're right, they are gay. You should see that plane. They're, oh my God, I can't even tell you.
They're not gay.
What's the old Seinfeld line? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
I think it's safe to say that's a.
On the drudgereport.com, there are all these pictures that somebody, you know, filtered through, you know, God knows how many pictures. They just put up this montage of stills that, you know, that's showing Kerry and Edwards, you know, hugging and being affectionate. You know, they're excited. You know, why shouldn't they be excited? And if you want to extrapolate from a theme of brotherhood and male bonding and, you know, pull out these moments that look a little gay, then that's fine. But you know what? If you're gay, go look at the pictures and post one on your wall because they are kind of appealing. And if you're not gay, just
and if you're
realize
a swing it, voter, please do.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and it's just like it's gossip. It's stupid. It's petty. But it's what Drudge does. You know.
Yeah, it certainly is.
I'm disappointed. I thought they had a higher journalistic standard.
Matt
Drudge reported. Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
That's hilarious.
You know, he hasn't. You know, at least the New York Post had to retract their foolishness about Gephardt. Has Matt Drudge apologized for the Hillary Clinton rumor that he started a couple of weeks ago?
But that's what he does. I mean, that's his job. That's his place in the world, is to get momentum around rumors, to frame BS and to make it some sort of fact in people's
heads. But to be wrong?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it doesn't matter. He can apologize for it, but if the rumor is strong enough and it's planted in enough stupid people's heads, they'll sit there. That's their point of reference. But we got Jim here. Jim, listen. So it's very exciting that a lot of people, you're saying 10,000 people show up at these rallies.
Yeah, we were just, they were coming out. We went into the Edwards announcement, which was made in Pittsburgh, with a three-day bus tour through the Midwest. We were in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. We were just getting bombarded with crowd. It was really so happy because it feels genuine.
Yes, it's great. It's happening.
I've been in six of these, five presidential cycles, six campaigns.
Yeah.
This is happening right now. People know it. People can see it. The White House can see it. Our friends all over the country can see it. It's really there is a fire in this race right now, and it's lifting us up.
And Edwards, feel it. It's good a guy, right? Thing.
He's a great guy.
Well, that's great, great, man. That's Jim Loftus. He's got to go. He's got to get on the plane. They're heading to Albuquerque and to Virginia. Thanks for coming, Jim.
West Virginia.
Really appreciate it. Give our best to Kerry and Edwards. We'll be back with the rest of our show. Jack Rice from the CIA, of course, will be here, and I hope he doesn't have any new information on me. See you in a minute.
Recent medical studies have found that users of Zyprexa may be at a higher risk of diabetes. If you have taken Zyprexa and have diabetes or high blood sugar, you may have important legal rights. At the Levin Law Firm, we don't charge a fee or costs unless we make a recovery for you. If you believe that you've been injured by Zyprexa, call our office for a free consultation at 1-800-277-1193. That's 1-800-277-1193. The insurance companies have their lawyers. Let the Levin Law Firm be yours.
It's a wild day here at the stock market. Let's talk to some traders. How you doing?
I'm taking a shelling, but I'm still gelling.
Okay, and how about you?
I'm gelling and selling. Gelling and selling.
My trades are smelling.
Mine too.
But who cares?
We're gelling.
Are you gelling yet? Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles are made from the softest gel ever created. If you and your feet don't feel outrageously comfortable, you get your money back. Guaranteed. Are you gelling? Dr. Scholl's.
Mom, can you take me to Supercuts?
Excuse me? Since when do you care what you look like?
Seriously, Mom, I need a haircut.
Is it a girl? Oh, my Lord, you're already into girls. My little boy's growing up. Oh, soon you'll be in college.
Mom, I'm 7.
And then you'll marry this girl, who we haven't even met yet, and be a big corporate executive. Oh, you look so good in a suit.
Are you going to take me to Supercuts, or should I call a cab?
And you'll be bringing the grandkids on the
Let's face it, your kids are growing up whether you like it or not. That's why Supercuts promises to give them a look you'll both love, usually quicker than it takes to get them to brush their teeth.
Dad, can you take me to Supercuts?
Supercuts? Jeez, where's the time gone? I mean, you were just a little baby, and now you're in school, growing hair.
Supercuts. We know how it is.
With over 1,700 locations, it's never been more convenient to let Supercuts take care of you and your hair. Call 1-800-SUPERCUTS or log on to supercuts.com for a location nearest you. And while you're there, check out the latest episode of The Mop Squad.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
Coming up on 20 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hey.
My buddy Jim just left. It was great to see him, man. You know, you listen to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. Him and I go way back.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When I met Jimmy, I was freshman in college, you know. And he smokes Marlboros. He just sucked on these Marlboros. He had like a yin yang on the back of his jacket that he had hand painted there. It was his denim jacket. And he used to just walk around talking about the Vietnam War like he'd been there, you know. Like, Da Nang was a mistake, man. He was great. I got my dream diary. It's all new. I cleared out yesterday at the therapist's office. We actually got one of the fans wrote a dream diary and emailed it to us. I think we're going to read it next week.
Ooh.
Here we go. You ready? I'm backstage at Woodstock with my dead cat, Butch. Cocker was there, Pete Townsend, Santana, Sly, and, of course, Jesus. I've got on a purple paisley pirate shirt and a matching headband. So does Butch. We walk on stage with my Stratocaster. In front of me is a sea of dirty hippie boobs. Just for the record, gravity was winning that battle, my friends. I pull out my axe. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, hippie boob sympathizers. Here we go. I pull out my axe and I play a blistering 15-minute version of the national anthem. Of course, it was the national anthem of Finland, but still, everyone was mesmerized, man. Mostly because they were stoned out of their minds. That'll show those warmongers in the White House. We'll fight this war by killing our own brain cells, dude. Then Country Joe and the Fish come out and start singing, so it's one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Fallujahstan. And nobody knows what they're singing about because it doesn't rhyme and Americans have no sense of geography. Just then, the 1969 version of George W. Bush stumbles into me with sideburns and polka dot pants, wasted on his ass. W. holds out a handful of pills and says, here, man, take these, you'll see Jesus. Jesus says, you want to see me? I'm right over here. Don't take that stuff. But I was too late to stop Butch, who grabbed a handful of pills and popped them into her mouth. She said, Mark, the road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom. I said, Butch, William Blake was a self-indulgent moron and completely overrated among the 18th century British poets. No one was listening to me. It started to rain, and pretty soon Butch was lying on her back, giggling, letting the rain fall into her open mouth. Look at your funny cat, W said, dripping wet and grinning the stupidest grin ever grinned by a grinning idiot. I like your cat. I said, well, that's too bad because she doesn't like you. I turned and walked away, certain I would never have to deal with someone so stupid ever again. I woke up and my bed was filled with muddy zigzag papers. Rock and roll! Right now on the phone, our old buddy, former CIA case officer Jack Rice, joins us from Minneapolis. How are you, Jack?
I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
All right, Jack.
We're all worked up. We're having a good time.
Good, good.
So tell us, man. Tom Ridge warned of the big terror attack sometime between now and the election.
Yeah.
And once again supplied no information whatsoever. Was he just trying to scare us? Are they setting us up for something?
Well, you know, the thing is I think if there is some information, they want to at least say, yeah, it's out there. This is a CYA issue. But the thing is that they're not changing the level. It's still currently yellow. Nothing has changed. They've even talked to everybody in New York and across the country saying, we haven't changed our situation. The New York Police Commissioner, he said, we're doing nothing to change our posture. So nobody's changing. They just keep throwing this stuff out there with any specific dates, any specific times, any specific geographic location. It's, frankly, somewhat useless to everybody at this point.
So let's say, hypothetically speaking, now, if there, God forbid...
Hypothetically, of course. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come on, Mark. Let's hear it, baby.
Let's speculate, man. If something awful were to happen, God forbid there's a terrorist attack. I mean, you know, I get these emails that say, like, you know, that if you vote for Kerry, you know, you're letting the terrorists win. It seems to me, for a couple of reasons, that, you know, the terrorists want nothing more than to have George Bush in office.
Yeah, well, you know, if you take a look at this situation here, you realize that this makes no sense one way or the other. I mean, you look at this some of the information they're providing. Let me give you one little piece of this. What they're saying is one of the reasons they think this is coming out of Pakistan, Afghanistan region, so they're saying that Osama bin Laden is involved with this new possible attack,
yeah,
is that it's information coming across the entire network. In other words, from all kinds of different sources. Let me tell you something. If I were trying to run an op and I were Osama bin Laden, I wouldn't be just out there throwing a net out saying, hey, somebody go blow up something. Come
yeah.
on, somebody go do this. No, no, no. I'm going to have a couple of guys who are already in place in the United States. It's going to be very quiet, and it's going to go now.
Right.
Mm. You don't do it this other way. It simply doesn't make sense.
Right. That's a scary possibility. Now, if that were to happen, would it help or hurt Bush?
I think, frankly, I think it would probably help him.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I mean, if I sit down and if I had an explosion between, say, July and October, all of a sudden, he's the war president again.
Oh, my God. You know, you're making me speculate in the worst kind of, like, paranoid way that
I But you know I'm right, aren't I?
No, I believe that you're right, but you know, what frightens me, and I talk to people that, you know, they're like, you know, I'm scared that this president might be nervous. They, you know, I know Americans who are afraid, who don't trust this president to the point where they think that he would allow something to happen in order to maintain power, that his priorities are that screwed up.
Well, there's even people who've taken the speculation a step further who are saying they've got all these people in cages right now, and what they're going to do is unlock the doors and say, run, somewhere in the middle of October. So, and then say, grab them, somebody, get the cameras out. Where's Fox News?
You're telling me that's not true, though, right? I mean, I know. Now I'm going.
There you go. Jack Rice is a former CIA case officer. He is now host of his own radio show in Minneapolis. Jack, we've heard here in the New York area that part of the reason why, despite all of these terror threats that we're hearing about, that they haven't raised the color-coded alert level has to do with cost, has to do with the fact that every time they do raise it, it costs police departments across the country a great bit of money. Is that a factor?
Well, it is going to cost more money, but the logic of saying is because it costs more. When you sit down and consider the billions and billions of dollars that are spent anyway on this entire process, frankly, we're in the trillion-dollar range worldwide, you realize that to not raise it, if we had credible intelligence, specific intelligence where we can actually articulate it to the field. We need to. This is my biggest gripe nationwide. We've had this for years. Is you go to Washington and they want to look down on the world and basically say anything you get you bring to us. But if we have any good intelligence, we don't want to take it to the people who can use it. I'm talking to the people in New York, the people in L.A. and San Francisco and Florida. Because they don't want to provide that intelligence to the guys who are on the ground facing it, which makes it almost impossible for these guys who are actually the front lines to step up and do their jobs.
Jack, real quickly, there's a Senate intelligence report due out today. It's anticipated it's going to be of intelligence gathering, but they're not going to say anything about possible Bush administration manipulation of that intelligence.
That's right. In fact, there's going to be two reports. There's going to be this report which said the CIA screwed up. And let's face it, in a lot of ways they did screw up. But there's also a second report that was delayed and is going to be pushed back to either sometime after the election, conveniently, mm-hmm. that's going to talk about how the Bush administration used the intelligence they had and twisted and tweaked the intelligence they had.
That's the issue, right? That's the real
yeah.
issue.
And these guys, frankly, when it comes to the issue of Iraq, not the 9/11 issue, but the issue of Iraq, that really is the issue, is to say, what did the Bush administration have and when did they have it?
and how did they get it? They bullied these guys to manipulate the information and give them the information that would make their case for war.
Well, the real connection is to sit down and say, what was the true connection between Al-Qaeda and, I mean, the weapons of mass destruction, that one, we've been beating that one into the ground, but the big one is the one that says, what's the connection between Al-Qaeda and the connection between weapons of mass destruction and Saddam? And that is what we haven't seen. And yet, just a couple of days ago, we all saw Dick Cheney get up and say, oh, yeah, it exists.
Right.
It absolutely exists.
Hey, Jack, hang out with us because I want to talk to you about these Iranians who got busted here in New York. So stay with us over the break.
All right. We're going to have more with Jack Rice. We're going to also talk about that report in the New Republic about Pakistan and pressure, plus my own dog of the week in Iraq, Birth of a Nation, when we come back here on Air America Radio.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so? Hi, I'm Larry Meistrich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I create a Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at AirAmericaRadio.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe through AirAmericaRadio.com and receive one of my favorite films, O.T. Our Town, for free. O.T. Our Town is a documentary about the power of education in America. It is a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at AirAmericaRadio.com and help support Air America.
This is Air America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer, sitting in for Wayne Gilman. The U.S. Marine who was missing for more than 2 weeks is to be flown to a U.S. military hospital in Germany today. Corporal Wasef Ali Hassoun will be debriefed and evaluated. Military officials are investigating his kidnapping. There have been questions raised about whether it might have been a hoax. The size of the insurgency fighting U.S. troops in Iraq has been underestimated, according to U.S. military officials, who tell the Associated Press it's more like 20,000 rather than the 5,000 previously believed. The Senate Intelligence Committee is scheduled to release its report on the pre-war intelligence gathering by the CIA and other agencies. This report is expected to be a tough critique, but it won't point the finger at the administration, saying analysts were not pressured to come up with what the White House wanted to hear. President Bush campaigns in Pennsylvania today. John Kerry and John Edwards will work New York, West Virginia, and New Mexico. Last night, a Radio City Music Hall fundraiser for Kerry raised $7 million. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
All senior citizens should have Life Alert.
My life was on the line and they saved it. Thank God for Life Alert. I owe my life to it.
Senior citizens can live feeling protected at home rather than facing a retirement institution. Life Alert provides constant monitoring protection, which allows independent living in the comfort of home. For a free brochure, call 1-800-588-3133.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone, I realized that I had to do something, take better care of myself. Life Alert is there when I need them and I feel I can depend on them.
If a senior has an emergency, help is immediately available at the touch of a button, even if the senior can't reach a phone. Life Alert Monitoring Center is on the line and links to local police, fire, and paramedics. For a free brochure that lists all the services and assistance available with Life Alert, call 1-800-588-3133 today. That's 1-800-588-3133. 1-800-588-3133.
My company designs and builds offices for large corporations. After 10 years in business, I can handle just about any construction problem. But paying my bills on time, that's not always so easy.
Introducing the American Express Platinum Business Credit Card. It lets small business owners pay over time. There's no annual fee, plus you enjoy all the savings, services, and tools of OPEN, the Small Business Network. Apply now. Call 1-800-NOW-OPEN.
Paying over time? It helps me build my business.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Al Franken. Do you feel excited? So do I. Excited about my vacation. I'll be gone until July 12th, binding wounds in the slums of Calcutta. That's how virtuous I am. Until July 12th, we'll be running some of our very best shows ever. Relive your glory days and mine during the best of week of the Al Franken Factor. Now, excuse me, I've got to catch a plane to Calcutta.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer on Air America Radio.
Here we go again. It's Mark Maron here. It's Friday morning. Good morning. I'm with Mark Riley.
Good morning.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio. We're talking to former CIA case officer Jack Rice from Minneapolis, where he has his own radio show on WCCO AM. Jack, so they got these two guys, these Iranians. Now, I got a couple. It's a two-part question, I guess, is that, you know, it seems to me that if there's this threat and it's so vague, it's so specific, you know, they've got all this information and we're winning the war on terror, number one, shouldn't they be able to just, you know, get the guys if they know so much? And these Iranians, what do you think of that whole thing, that they were taking pictures?
Well, let's start with the first one. If they had that much information, don't you think in Washington and throughout the country that our security people would probably change their posture a little bit, and they're saying we're doing nothing differently. They're giving us nothing at all. So,
but it's like, so that means we're really, they're, whatever this war on terror is, it's not effective, apparently, yet they caught these two Iranians.
Yeah, well, you know, this is totally different, too, when you figure this is actually being done on the local level rather than on the international level, which
right.
I find disturbing. Regarding the situation with the Iranians, that's a totally different issue altogether. These guys were security officers working with the mission in New York, and this is the third time that they kicked these guys, people out from that mission. In
yeah.
fact, they've kicked out Russians before, Cubans, Sudanese, Iraqis, but this is the third time they kicked out Iranians, and the reason they kicked them out was because they were taking these really strange pictures.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I mean, yeah. they're taking pictures of the underpinnings of bridges. They're looking at various metro systems.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
They're just tourist pictures, Jack.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, let's face it, though. There's nothing like, you know, I figure, there's nothing like having a beautiful beautiful picture like that on your wall, right?
Yeah. That's me in an underpinning of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Exactly. That's how I see it. What I try to do is I sit overnight with my wife, we open up a bottle of wine, and I start showing her pictures of concrete pillars, water treatment facilities, nothing revs her up like some steel girders guy.
Yeah, yeah. This is me
yeah,
in the basement.
Baby, come on. Yeah. Come on, honey, let's go. Look at this.
Exactly. That's me in the basement of the second tallest building in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah,
huh?
So now, okay. Now, they've got the New Republic reported that the Bush administration...
It's a hot evening for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but obviously on some level, let me just follow up this question with this. Is it any safer here in America since this since the Patriot Act, since the anti-terrorism? I'm not trying to be... I'm trying to counter my own fears with the, you know, they make me afraid. So am I... should I be afraid, Jack? Hello?
Yes.
I should.
You know, the thing is, the threat was real on September 10th. The threat was real on September 12th, okay?
Yeah.
We know that they had the capability. Have we had an impact? Certainly, okay. Worldwide.
Okay.
Is the reality still there? Yes. But let's take a look at things like the Patriot Act. Some of the things that actually, this just happened the other day, in Congress, they are trying to stop certain parts of the Patriot Act. One specific part was to allow the FBI to go in and take a look at essentially anybody's records they wanted to look at a library.
Yeah.
Your records, my records. Somehow the logic is that's going to make us safer. I don't have a problem with changing the laws as they are appropriate so we can truly fight terrorism, but to simply use that as a vehicle to try to spread a wider net to go after anybody they feel they are threatened by.
Right, right. Today it's terrorism. You know, it could be, you know, people who watch porn or people who go to Starbucks three times. It could be anybody.
But see, the thing is that's not just a paranoia issue that you have, Mark, although I understand you have lots of paranoia issues. it's more that... there's a history of this at FBI. They have done this repeatedly in the past where they made inappropriate decisions. I'm not talking recently, but over the last few decades, we've seen this happen. So there's a justification in saying you got to be careful when you allow the government to do what they do, because there are times when they make decisions with good meaning. They hope that they're doing the right things, but they make the wrong decisions and they actually hurt innocent people, and
right.
That's what we should be concerned about.
Right.
Jack Rice is our guest. He is, of course, a former CIA case officer and host of his own show on WCCO in Minneapolis. Jack, the New Republic has an article out, I'm sure you're aware of it, saying that the Bush administration has been leaning on the Pakistani government of Pervez Musharraf, trying to get them to root out either Osama bin Laden, his top deputy, or perhaps Mohammed Mullah Omar, sometime either before the Democratic National Convention or before the November general election. What kind of position, and apparently everybody from Colin Powell to George Tenet to others have gone to Pakistan to try and exert this kind of pressure. What does that do to Musharraf's running the government of Pakistan?
You know, he actually is in a very precarious position. And we got to remember, what his difficulty is this, is he's got this balance. There's a lot of people who are extremely conservative. You can go up along Wazir Stan up to the very northern edges of Pakistan. I can even take you into places like Karachi, where you have a very conservative populace. And then you have Musharraf, which is right in the center of that, who's snuggling up with the West and with the United States in particular. It puts him in a very difficult position. Worse, you go up to the north of the country, this is extremely fundamentalist groups, and to actually try to push him to take control of that region, which he doesn't have, is going to make his position, frankly, probably worse than it is right now, because remember, he won in a coup. This isn't a guy who was democratically elected. He took this country. They call him general for a reason.
Yeah, he always looks a little nervous during press conferences.
Well, I think I would too.
So my paranoid fantasies or my paranoid visions of this all being a setup of them, you know, just waiting to time it properly is probably bogus.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Okay, all right. So now you're going to come back with us on Monday and talk to us about Tenet leaving.
Yeah, he took off. I guess he left yesterday. So he left office. There's a In the facilities at CIA, there's something called the bubble, and the bubble is like this big dome that everybody gets to go in to say goodbye. I wasn't there for this, but I'm assuming this is where it was, and I can give you sort of kind of at least a bird's eye view of what was going on and how it probably worked.
Hey, great. Yeah, I like that he took one last shot at Cheney saying, you're still lying, basically. Thanks a lot, Jack. We'll talk to you Monday. Always
hey,
a pleasure.
Hey, by the way, no problem, and I'll have my team out near Brooklyn this evening, so keep your eyes open.
Great.
Take care, Jack.
So, Jack Rice, former CIA case officer. I will be in Brooklyn at the Southpaw tonight, but it's sold out. I'll be there with Dave Cross. It's a Kerry fundraiser. We will be back. We're taking your calls at 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. We've got the Dog of the Week, Birth of a Nation, a lot more on Air America Radio. Stay with us.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service. It's about best value. It's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber in F.A. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules on how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Yep. 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning Sedition.
Hey!
Air America Radio. We are Sue-less. For those of you who don't know, Sue Ellicott has moved on to be a in-the-field reporter for Air America Radio, posting reports from England and perhaps on the campaign trail and here and there. So she will not be with us, and, you know, we're sorry if you miss her. We miss her. And we will.
What was that?
It's a little emotion. I was emoting. But some people, they miss the banter.
Okay.
But she'll be back around, you know, on the network here and there. And I'm sure that she's checking in with the blog and appreciates your posts. Right now, 866-303-2270, Birth of a Nation.
Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Day 12. Leaders of Iraq. Yes, good morning. Well, it's been almost 2 weeks of nationhood. Much important work needs to be done, and one of your most vital tasks is, of course, to choose designs for your postage stamps. I know, it's very exciting. There are many ways for you to go with this. We've had a lot of success with stamps featuring the themes peace and love, which is why the United States today is so closely associated with peace and love. But I'm preaching to the choir. You might also try using the images of notable Iraqis, such as former leaders, all right, scratch that. All right, okay. Maybe for now you should just use notable Americans. How about a series of great bluesmen? Just be sure you airbrush out the cigarettes. You don't want to send the wrong message to the kids. All right. There's so many choices. Look, yeah, you got Disney, you got the Special Olympics, and how about young Elvis? And it's never too early to start planning your holiday stamps. I mean, you know, don't forget Hanukkah. All right. Sounds like you're eager to get started. And don't worry, if you run out of designs, you can always fall back on the good old American flag. Okay, good luck, and God bless. Hey, there's an old school one. This is day 12 in Iraq, Birth of a Nation. Live free or die. Oh, yeah, there you go. 866-303-2270. I almost forgot we were taking calls there. Hey, there's a call. Hey, Paul. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, guys.
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Great. Thanks for doing what you're doing. And
okay.
I want to make a comment about the Matt Drudge pictures of two Johns holding hands.
Yeah.
It's interesting seeing the Bush family holding hands with all the Saudis.
Yeah. Where are those pictures? You can get those in Craig Unger's book. There's some good pictures of Bandar and Bush walking quietly on beaches.
Yeah. Well,
not
now
really.
We're seeing it's the Johns versus the whores.
Yes! You said it, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Wow.
Bye.
You bet. That was good. That was good. Some powerful political commentary from Paul in Manhattan.
You know, I'm curious about this. Have you seen the story about the Pennsylvania representative who wants to have a private screening of a new reality show called Amish in the City?
Yeah, he doesn't want to alienate his 18,000 Amish constituents, so he's got to, you know, check it over and be sensitive to their needs. What's he come up with? What did he say?
Well, the Amish apparently had asked that the that UPN not air this thing. They said that it would exploit the Amish religion and pointed out that being filmed violates prohibitions on craven images.
But doesn't that mean that they won't watch it either?
I don't. Yeah, they probably wouldn't watch it. It's interesting. This particular reality show.
Hey, if you're Amish and you're like a renegade, call us.
Yeah, please.
866-303-2270 and let us know what you think. If you're a lapsed Amish, or perhaps an Amish who is out on Rumspringa, as they call it, which is where they get to go out into the world and play like people who are able to have fun in the modern way.
And then decide whether they want to stay in the community or stay out in the world.
out in the other world.
The world,
where people are modern and use lights and stuff.
Now, you know, it's amazing to me how, well, the media kind of attaches stuff. They make this Amish show sound like it's supposed to be like a takeoff on MTV's Real World. I don't know whether that's true or not. This is supposed to be a religious rite of passage, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Nothing on the Real World has anything to do with religion, does it?
No, actually, if you were to ask religious people, they'd say quite the opposite.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's a heathen parade, round-the-clock, 24-hour heathen parade.
Well, UPN is going to debut this thing on July 28th. They made that announcement, actually, Thursday. And, you know, there are people that are really upset. Now, you know, politicians are shameless when it comes to this sort of thing.
Yeah.
He's got, as you point out, 18,000 Amish constituents. And by the way, this has to do with Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, which I believe you alluded to earlier in the broadcast.
That's right, because Bush is down in Pennsylvania. You know what, Mark? We got no Amish people calling, but we got Omar with some commentary.
All right, Omar.
What's going on?
How you doing, man? What do you got?
This one is for Mark Maron, first of all.
Yeah.
I heard you mention my name, Omar, but it had Mullah Muhammad in front of it, so you watch out.
I know. Oh, I'm leaving now.
Hey, everybody. And this one's for you, Mark Clarence.
Riley.
I'm sorry, Mark Riley. I'm bugging out. I'm driving through my furnace. I got to wash my head before the bullet stops flying. And listen to this. I was watching your man, Horrible Hannity, this morning. Last night, excuse me.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing about the right wing, what I don't like is just because you may not, you know, support the war, they swear to God that you don't support the truth.
Right.
And ask people this from the right side. How many people love the New York Yankees?
Right.
But how many people don't give a damn about George Steinbrenner?
Right.
That's
another baseball analogy. Thank you, Omar. Omar with the baseball analogies. He had a good one the other day.
Always informed commentary from Omar up in Westchester.
Though he doesn't know whether it's night or morning, which is an indication on whatever he's up to. Thanks for calling, Omar. We'll be back in a second with all the stuff that you've grown to enjoy on Air America Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you seem to pay more in taxes than rich people with smart accountants? Do you ask yourself, what's wrong with our tax system? Well, here's a reality check. Taxes on wages and salaries are much higher than taxes on income from investments. People who are so rich that they don't have to work pay the federal government only a sliver of their dividends and capital gains. By comparison, working people owe a much larger share of their hard-earned income in taxes. Someone who makes $50,000 from working pays more than three times the taxes of someone who makes $50,000 from investments. That is just not fair. At the Century Foundation, we have ideas for fixing the tax system so that working Americans get a fair deal. When we know the facts, we can find real solutions. Get informed. Visit the Century Foundation online at www.centuryfoundation.org. That's www.centuryfoundation.org.
Attention, students, graduates, and parents. You could cut your student loan payments in half with the federal low interest rate programs available from College Loan Corporation. Thousands have already done it, and now you too can cut your federal student loan payments up to 50% or more. Call 1-800-CLC-1979 anytime, 24/7. College Loan Corporation will help you refinance your college loans and lock in federal interest rates as low as 2.63%, the lowest rates in nearly 40 years. If you are not taking advantage of this program, you could be paying twice as much as everyone else. It's easy to apply. There is no credit check, no hoops to jump through, and in just minutes, you'll be on your way to locking in the lowest rates in decades. Let us make this a reality for you today. Call 1-800-CLC-1979. It's the smartest call you can make. Call College Loan Corporation today at 1-800-CLC-1979. That's 1-800-CLC-1979.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free better sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Wow. I think I swallowed a whole piece of bagel. Oh, my God. I think I'm choking. That was wild. You know, you don't always time it right in the world of radio. Had a mouthful of bagel. Chris says, all right, we're coming back. I'm like, wait, I have a... I'm okay, though. Thanks for your concern out there. I appreciate it. I didn't... Mark would have taken care of it. Riley would have given me the Heimlich maneuver.
I got your back, man.
You would have had to have my back if I choked.
You would have been sounding like Luca Brasi in The Godfather there.
Yeah. But you're listening to Morning's Edition. That's Mark Riley and Mark Maron. Oh! That's the Wall Street Fallacy. It means it's time for the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report. This week's big news is the announcement that Al Jazeera, the hip, in-your-face, attitude-driven Arabic news channel, is planning to become a publicly traded company. Remember, as long as America exercises its Judeo-Christian God-given right to protect the people of Iraq from themselves, Arab peoples will want to express their natural disgust for us on television. And with over 40 million vengeful viewers around the world, Al Jazeera means high return on your investment dollar. Consider the prospect of a disastrous invasion of Syria and 4 more years of George W. Bush looming on the horizon. Rage against the United States will never be any higher. This can only translate into BAPO ratings for years to come. As John Kenneth Galbraith wrote in his groundbreaking work, Modern Competition and Business Policy, quote, beheadings equal revenue, unquote. So take that extra cash you have lying around from your tax cut and buy some shares of Al Jazeera. Allah will thank you. This has been the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report. And now you know what time it is. It's time for Mark Riley's Dog of the Week.
Oh, yeah. This was truly a fertile week for dogs, so we here at Morning Sedition had some sorting out to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there was former Bush buddy Ken Lay being led around in handcuffs while Bush acted like he was a stranger. Then there was Bush himself. He declined an invitation to speak at the annual NAACP convention, the first president since Herbert Hoover to decline each year during his presidency. He, too, was, by the way, a one-term president.
Uh-huh.
Way to write off the black vote, Mr. Bush. But the winner of this week's dog was never really in doubt after Tuesday morning. That was when local rag the New York Post printed an exclusive front-page story that John Kerry picked Dick Gephardt as his running mate. Get it fast, get it right. Well, one out of two isn't bad. The only question was, which postie gets the award? It seemed like editor-in-chief Cole Allen was the leading candidate. That is, until the New York Times printed a story saying the source of the exclusive was none other than...
Who?
Rupert Murdoch.
Oh!
The man who controls the company that owns the New York Post. A few words about the New York Post for those who have not been assaulted by it in the past. The Post is a right-wing rag that's not worth the 25 cents they charge for it. The main reason anybody reads it at all is that the other New York papers cost more and you can't fold news there. Be that as it may, if Murdoch was the source of the errant tip on Gephardt, he's a hypocrite of the first order. When asked by CNBC about the exclusive, Murdoch talked about the slip-up as something, quote, they, unquote, did.
Disperse blame.
Nice work if you can get it. Next time, Murdoch, have the guts to put your name on a byline and stand up for yourself, right or wrong. Oops, too much to ask. That's why Rupert Murdoch is the Morning Sedition Dog of the Week.
That goes on for a while, right?
Yeah, I know. I guess I can't send my resume over to the Fox News channel now.
Not now. So now, that's wild. So the NAACP, Bush just says, nope, sorry, can't show up.
Well, you know, he's you know what his spokesman said? I love this kind of stuff. His spokesman said, well, we've talked about enough black issues in public, so we don't really need to talk to you people.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that ridiculous? And Hoover, I guess.
Herbert Hoover.
It was the only president, he was a one-term president, and not unlike Bush, was a maybe. Was the only president never to create one single new job.
Not only that, he couldn't even get bus fare to get to the NAACP convention because the country was in the middle of a depression back then.
Yeah, not a guy who's ever going to be on the money.
not on that money anyway. Bush, Murdoch, Bush, all the rest of these people, I just find them, particularly Murdoch, to be so hypocritical. You know, his paper talks about values and family and all the rest of this. And then you look at the stuff he puts on his network, you say, wait a minute, are we talking about the same stuff here?
He don't care. It's all about money with these guys. You know, Ken Lay. Ken who?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, who? I don't know any Ken Lay. He must have me confused with another Bush.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, that Ken Lay's doing the same thing that Bush does. He's trying to blame everybody that was around him and say that he didn't know nothing. He was just, you know, overseeing. He was a guy there at the time.
My dog died. Ridiculous. My car ran out of gas.
Absolutely.
In the next hour of Morning Sedition, the presidential palm pilot, former Dean campaign manager Joe Trippi, the liberal agenda, and more here on Air America Radio.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Mark Shearer, filling in for Wayne Gilman. The insurgency in Iraq is larger than some people in Washington make it out to be. That is the word from Baghdad today via the Associated Press, which is reporting that U.S. military sources say there are as many as 20,000 guerrilla fighters, not 5,000 as previously thought. And contrary to the administration's claim, they are not foreigners fighting a jihad. They're mostly Sunni Muslims who are angry about losing power, and they have a lot of support among nationalist Iraqis who want U.S. troops out of Iraq. The latest kidnappings there, accompanied by the now familiar videos of kneeling hostages being threatened, involve two Bulgarians and a Filipino. In separate videos, masked men threaten their deaths if the U.S. military doesn't release all Iraqi detainees. Officials in Bulgaria and the Philippines say they won't give in to the threats. Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee will release its report on intelligence failures in the run-up to the war. That report is expected to say that the CIA wasn't pressured to come up with evidence to rationalize the invasion. Democrats are expected to present an alternative view of the report, which will say some analysts felt the need to emphasize one piece of evidence over another. The Justice Department has completed its investigation of allegations made by an FBI whistleblower. However, it won't release the report because it's secret. The report looks at allegations made by former FBI linguist Sibel Edmonds. She says there was shoddy work and security lapses among FBI translators and that she was fired for reporting them. The spokesperson for Senator Patrick Leahy says he and another senator are going to ask the Justice Department to release an unclassified version of that report. President Bush, going after the Hispanic vote, addressed via satellite a meeting of the League of Latin American Citizens. Bush said there should be some way for illegal immigrants to be able to legally take jobs that Americans don't want.
I propose reforms that will match willing foreign workers with willing American employers when no Americans can be found to fill the jobs.
John Kerry, his opponent, played the guitar last night at Radio City Music Hall in New York in the finale of a fundraising concert and variety show. The Democratic Party and Kerry's campaign will split the $7 million raised by the event. A federal judge refused to grant Martha Stewart a new trial, clearing the way for the celebrity homemaker to be sentenced next week for lying about her stock sale in 2001. A U.S. District Judge in New York Thursday rejected a second request from Stewart, brushing aside allegations that a Government Inc. expert lied on the squad. The judge said there was no reasonable likelihood that this perjury could have affected the jury's verdict. She added that overwhelmingly independent evidence supports the guilty verdict. Martha Stewart and her former stockbroker are expected to get 10 to 16 months in prison. This is Air America Radio News.
What happened to you? You look different.
I had the Diamond Vision Miracle.
The Diamond Vision Miracle? What's that?
Now I can see 20/20 without glasses or contact lenses.
I bet that's a relief.
A relief? It's a huge life change. It's a miracle.
It's time for you to be free of glasses and contact lenses through the miracle of bladeless LASIK from Diamond Vision. Diamond Vision is the number one LASIK practice in the tri-state area with 6 convenient locations. And with customized bladeless LASIK, you can have sharper day and night vision than ever before. In fact, Diamond Vision has performed more custom view bladeless procedures than any other practice in the tri-state area, and they were the first center to teach this state-of-the-art technology. Don't wait to see all that you can see. Schedule your free consultation online at DiamondVision.org or call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020. Also, take advantage of their exclusive 24-month free financing. Call 1-800-984-2020. That's 1-800-984-2020.
What was that miracle again?
The Diamond Vision Miracle.
Call 1-800-984-2020.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, you. You know, I've been watching you, and it doesn't look like you're having a lot of fun behind the wheel. And being the all-new Ford Focus ST, I got the solution. Me. I want you to listen to this. Hear that? That's a new engine that makes me the most powerful Focus out there. With over 150 horses at my command, I'm the most powerful Focus available. And if you're a fan of the curves, you're going to love the way I handle.
New styling inside and out and a confidence-inspiring performance-tuned suspension. The all-new Ford Focus ST. It begs to be driven.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yow!
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies.
Huh?
Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy rewards program subject to eligibility.
How many senators does it take to whitewash the White House? As the Senate releases its report on 9/11 intelligence, we'll talk to Sibel Edmonds, an FBI whistleblower who says there was plenty of good info out there that the Bush administration just didn't want to hear. Also on the censorship front, on the eve of an international AIDS conference in Bangkok, we'll debate the Bush crew's AIDS policy. A review of the media coverage of the week, our guest artist live in studio, all that, and oh yes, your calls on the Laura Flanders Show on Air America Radio.
Mark Maron at 6 past the hour here on Air America Radio, and this is Morning Sedition.
Friday, yes. As I've said before, I've grown to appreciate Fridays because I now have a job doing this. I'm right here every morning talking to the people and talking to Mark Riley.
Hey.
My buddy Chris over there on the board.
Yo.
I got a, you know, what do we got going this weekend? Tonight I got a benefit at the South Bar in Brooklyn.
Who's benefiting?
It's benefiting Kerry. It's Dave Cross, myself, John Benjamin, Todd Barry, the very funny Todd Barry, as they say in the biz. But it's sold out. And that's a Todd
you know
Barry
why, don't you?
Yeah.
Jack Rice's people bought half the seats.
The CIA, you know, bought it out. No, I don't even know how many of that place holds, but if you want to go down there and try to, you know, storm the place, I guess you can.
Elbow your way in.
If not, you can try to, you know, wedge your way into the Comedy Cellar. I'm at the Comedy Cellar, I guess, on the 8 o'clock show and the, I think it would be the 10:30 show tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Outside of that, you might see me at the health food store in Queens or perhaps at the fish market. If you're stalking me, I see you. You know, I know who you are.
Dunkin' Donuts 3 a.m. Be there.
Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, boy. I don't even want to talk about that because, you know, I like talking about the Dunkin' Donuts, but there's, you know, they're like, it's so funny with me and emails, you know, and I've got to get over this, you know, because clearly some of the regular listeners are getting annoyed about me whining about people who accuse me of whining.
But, oh, you know, yeah, them.
The weird thing about you know, being on the radio is that after a certain point, it does limit your life. I mean, you've got weekends to do with what you will, but during the week, you know, I'm not complaining, certainly, you know, but and I love the job, but, you know, you got to go to bed kind of early.
Yeah, you do.
So there's a certain consistency to what goes on in your life, and if something shifts in that, like, let's say when I go to the Dunkin' Donuts at 3 in the morning and there's a party going on and the crazy girl is dancing naked, that's a big thing for me. That's what's happening in my life, you know, and I'm sorry if that's uninteresting, but let's think about your life for a minute, okay? Let's think about those of you who get annoyed at my life because all I have to talk about is maybe Dunkin' Donuts and doing comedy on weekends. What about that slow drive to work where you're sitting there trying to renegotiate your goals and make it okay to be you? I'm here to help that. So don't be so judgmental of me and my sad little world. I'm out here doing the big thinking every day, doing the big work in my head. I'm not trying to whine. I get emails like this. This was to my home email account through my website, markmaron.com, if you want to buy a CD or a book.
Nice work.
I got a CD I made like 6 months after 9/11. It's still pretty funny. You can get it at markmaron.com. You can get it right there, and you can get on my mailing list, which I mail out stuff like once, twice every year. All right. I used to have a blog on there, and I was so inattentive to it. The person who runs my website was like, maybe we should just take it down. You haven't done anything since January. So I'm like, you're right. Maybe I should take it down because people are going to wonder if I'm dead or just not prolific. But I'm very prolific in my mind. I'm from the Homeric tradition. I don't know if you know what that means. Like Homer, who was responsible for at least, you know, moving the Odyssey forward. The way that Homer did it was he was blind. Okay, Homer, who wrote the Odyssey.
Oh, not Homer Simpson.
It had to be transcribed. It was all in his head. He had to memorize all those stories, and that's sort of like where I'm at. So if you've got time and you make yourself available to me and you want to sit down and transcribe the Homeric Odyssey of me starting at I can actually remember before I was born. It's weird. I remember a lot of like sort of watery, gurgling sounds and the sound of my father yelling. But muffled. You know, sort of like, he doesn't yell, he's okay. How are you, Dad? Can't get it, doesn't understand. You don't have it, it's not going out to Albuquerque. And I'm like, you can stream it. He's like,
Can I make a special dedication?
Yeah.
To all, because, you know, we're in the rush hour on the East Coast now.
Uh-huh.
I want to say a special good morning to all the women who are driving their cars and doing their makeup at the same time.
Be careful.
Be very careful.
Be careful. Whoa, whoa, whoa! I've gotten two accidents. I got in an accident. That was way back when. That's a great story, a Homeric story, when I had the ark, and it was my responsibility to get the animals again. Ooh. And I bailed. I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm like, you know, I'm tired. So I kind of screwed up. Anyways, here's this email.
Yeah.
Came to my home account. Mark, let me say first that you're one of the funniest comedians working today. So that's how he sucks me in. Wow, that's pleasant. But now, let me say that your characterization on last night's Conan of John, in parentheses, freaking Edwards, as the Angel of Light versus Dick Cheney's Satan, was absolutely ridiculous.
Wow.
But let's keep in mind that I'm one of the funniest comedians working today. Silly me. Right here. You're a comedian, Mark, not a political scientist, as far as I know. I'm using hyperbole at aggressive volume serves as both your bread and your butter. Silly me, I thought John Edwards was an ambulance chaser who helped drive up the cost of malpractice insurance and fix it so some doctors won't bother delivering babies anymore. No, you see, what that was, what's his name? I'm not going to say his name. Charles, what that was, that was actually the insurance industry that drives up those costs. The insurance industry. Okay, you've got your facts wrong because apparently what you're saying is some sort of pre-recorded tape loop that becomes available on Hannity and Rush. And I would hate to accuse you of being a ditto head, but I think you've got your facts wrong. Why blame the lawyers for maybe doing their job and protecting the little guy from the big corporations that George Bush so desperately wants to protect? Because we know, really, when it comes right down to it, that people are really just the feed. Where, you know, human beings are just the feed for corporations. Because humans, what are we good for? 70 to 100 years. On the outside, 100 years. Corporations, if they're well protected and greedy enough, will last forever.
Juries, that's the problem. Juries, bad when they, make big money awards. Good when they sentence someone to death.
Yeah, well, exactly. And the thing is like, this is a complete misinterpretation of what's going on. There are good lawyers or bad lawyers, or good doctors or bad doctors. But you cannot let the insurance company out. Come on. That insurance is a con in itself, and now that they own hospitals, we can't even go into that, to manage care and how that's rooked against doctors. I mean, you know, talk to my dad, who was pushed out of the business because of HMOs, not because of lawyers.
By the way, you know who owns one of the largest for-profit hospitals out here?
Who?
The Frist family.
Sure, the doughy guy.
Yeah, the Senate guy. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got a phone call. I had no idea.
I didn't know who he was talking about.
How are you in Colorado?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to make a comment on you guys, on your comment about women doing their makeup in the car.
Yes.
We'll stop putting our makeup on as soon as you put the newspaper down in the car.
Oh.
Oh, I never read the newspaper in the car. Newspaper isn't out when I'm driving to work.
Hold on, I got to turn my TV set off in my car.
Yeah, really.
Thanks for your call, Kelly.
Okay,
Wait a minute, I'm getting an email in my car. Hold on, there's a fax coming. Got to pull over. We'll be back in a minute on Air America Radio.
Intelligent people live everywhere. People like you and me, interested in art, film, politics, and culture. So why doesn't Hollywood think so? Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich, founder of Film Movement and producer of films such as Sling Blade and You Can Count on Me. More importantly, I'm a busy father of three who lives in the suburbs. Most quality independent and foreign films don't open in a theater near you, especially if you live outside of New York or Los Angeles. Should you be culturally punished for having a backyard? I created Film Movement for anyone who wants to see films other than the blockbusters playing at your local multiplex. Each month, subscribers to Film Movement receive a new film to own on DVD by signing up at AirAmericaRadio.com. It's like getting the best of Cannes and Sundance delivered to your door each month. Subscribe through AirAmericaRadio.com and receive one of my favorite films, O.T. Arrowtown, for free. O.T. Arrowtown is a documentary about the power of education in America. It is a film that deserves to be seen by everyone. Choose to see films that matter. Subscribe to Film Movement today at AirAmericaRadio.com and help support Air America.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt, where now we're down to just our mortgage.
Just imagine the financial freedom of being debt-free.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now, and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. Call 1-800-300-4662. Stop renting your lifestyle and start owning your life. 1-800-300-4662. That's 1-800-300-4662.
When I started this company, our mission was to be the most useful and most ethical provider in the financial services business.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
When you're dealing with people's money, when you're dealing with their financial dreams, you've got to hold it with the greatest of care.
With industry-leading equity research, trusted investment professionals, and personalized advice, Charles Schwab offers investors a better choice when it comes to low-cost investing.
It's about service, it's about best value, it's about ethics. It's all those things. That's what we're about every day.
Join the more than 3 million investors at Charles Schwab and enjoy lower trading costs plus advice and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local Schwab branch today.
Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
There you go. That's it. Listen to that rock and roll. You know? I like that we play the big rock in and out of the segments. It's good. It's right, you know, it wakes up all those NPR listeners who have switched over. They're like, where's the Leo Kottke?
The Philip Glenn.
There you go. You're listening to Morning Sedition, and we're having a good time, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I know the world is in trouble, and there's a lot of things that need to be talked about.
And he's not a political scientist.
And the truth is needs to be put out there, and we should be panicking and feel bad, but we're having a good time. I don't care.
Yep.
It's Mark Maron here, Morning Sedition with Mark Riley. I got the presidential palm pilot from my buddy in the Oval Office. Here's the schedule. 8 a.m. wake up, stay on message. John Edwards is even more inexperienced than me. Possibly rephrase. 9:30 a.m., board helicopter on South Lawn. Have Secret Service inspect lawn for possible terrorist aphids. Terrorist aphids. Hello. 10:30, now I'm doing it like Andy Kindler or something. 10:30 a.m., arrive for campaign event at Cootstown University in Cootstown, PA. Is this election really going to be this close? 11 a.m., participate in Cootstown University Ask President Bush event. Have Carl make sure this doesn't involve answering questions. Noon, lunch in Cootstown. No, good opportunity for joke. Hey, who coots the cheese in Cootstown? Who cuts the cheese in Cootstown? I think I cootsed it. Hey, nice coots. 3 o'clock p.m. Arrive Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Explain to local Amish that I am their leader, descending from the sky in a great silver bird. 3:25 p.m. Make remarks at LAP Electrical Service. Note, do not touch any exposed wires. 6:10 p.m. Attend rally in York, Pennsylvania. Win crowd over by making fun of people in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Always funny. 8:20 p.m. Arrive at White House South Lawn. Make sure it's been gone over with a pooper scooper, preferably by Colin Powell. Oh. 9 p.m. Lights out. Try the Coots the Cheese joke on Laura. See how that goes over. Cootsers. Did they have a team called the Cootsers?
I don't know.
So, oh, yeah, one email. Quick, here's a quick email. Mark, quit whining about the people whining about you whining about people complaining about your whining. What else would I have to talk about? Don't take it all away from me.
Yeah. And please right. Don't take it personal.
Yeah. What do we got there, Riley? We've got terrorism, hot, nothing. It's not hot. It's just a story. Let's do it. It's just a story,
but I want you to try and follow me on this one, Matt.
Okay. I like doing that.
You know, is Al-Qaeda trying to disrupt the November elections? If you listen to, you know, the Homeland Security people here, Tom Ridge and those sorts, the answer to that is yes. You know, the senior intelligence officials told CNN that there is a plot to carry out a large-scale terror attack against the United States in the near future, and that it is being directed by the elusive Osama bin Laden.
Hmm.
They are overseeing this attack plan from their remote hideouts somewhere along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border.
We say Osama bin Laden again?
Osama bin Laden.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the one. A Democratic senator who attended the CIA and FBI briefing. Is this the first, the two of them actually having a joint briefing here?
Who's that, the FBI and the CIA?
CIA, yeah. I thought they didn't talk.
Yeah, because if they did, it'd be too easy to blame both of them at the same time.
Absolutely. Well, they say, this Democratic senator, by the way, who was not identified, said, quote, "It is the most worrisome situation since September 11.
This is the new terror threat.
This is a new terror threat.
That they have not raised the terror alert, but there's a new terror threat. It's vague, but it's big.
It's vague and very big, and they're saying it's aimed at either disrupting the Democratic or Republican conventions or disrupting the general election. Okay, now put a bookmark in there.
Okay, I did.
And then switch over to the New Republic article that says that the Bush administration, in an effort to either influence the outcome of the November election or perhaps steal some thunder from the Democratic National Convention, has been putting pressure on the Pakistani government of General Pervez Musharraf to go out and find bin Laden. Capture him. Kill him.
Pervez, would somebody taste his soup first, Musharraf?
Yes. Who's got enough problems of his own without having Colin Powell and you know, George Tenet and all these other American bigwigs coming over there and telling him, look, you've got to go up to the border. You've got to get to you. Never mind that there are religious fundamentalists who might want to topple your government up there.
Right.
And maybe this would be a precipitating event that would get you yanked out of office, you know, tied to a pole and shot somewhere.
How do you really feel, Riley?
Well, I mean, this is what they're asking the guy to do. So it seems to me, now again, maybe it's just me, but it seems to me that the Bush administration wants to influence the outcome of the election, and so too does Al-Qaeda want to influence the outcome of the election.
So you're saying that in some respects, Al-Qaeda is being asked to campaign for the Bush administration.
It seems that way to me.
They're sort of on the same page here. And this is like, I got from that same email I read earlier that I only read part of. He accused me by saying that Bush and Cheney need to get out. He accused me of, what is this, what the other ditto head thing? Well, that's what the terrorists think too, Mark, because Al-Qaeda knows that. Look, it becomes very clear that Al-Qaeda wants nothing more than to keep Bush in office for as long as possible. Bush unites terrorist factions. Bush is a unilateralist, so they don't have any support from other countries. Bush is a fanatic Christian, which adds a whole other element to fueling the jihadist ideology. If you think that, you know, the terrorists want Kerry in office, Kerry, who will probably unify the world again, bring in the international coalition of people to help clean up the mess that Bush and Cheney have made. If you think terrorists want that, you're crazy. They want Bush, and Bush wants them. It's an enemy that'll last a lifetime. Better than Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. John Kerry was on Larry King Live last night, and he was asked about Osama bin Laden and the terrorist threat. He says the Bush administration had more than one shot at bin Laden, and they dropped the ball.
George Bush, licensed, stood up before America and said, we're going to do anything. We're going to go the distance, smoke them out of their caves, wanted dead or alive. Well, we had them in the mountains of Tora Bora. We had the 10th Mountain Division. We had the Marines. We had the 101st Airborne. We had all our military capacity there. What did we do when he was in the mountains of Tora Bora? We turned to the Afghans who 1 week earlier were fighting against us. And we said, you go up in the mountains after the world's number one terrorist and criminal. And what happened? He got out the back door, dispersed, and they've become more dangerous.
Now, that's an amazing thing he just said.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, on the one hand, we told the Afghans to go get him. On the other hand, we told the Pakistanis to go get him. What is it, anybody but us?
Well, well, that's the thing, is that you have to understand that this, and you do understand, I'm not talking to you, obviously, I'm talking to myself. Mark, you have to understand, Mark Maron, that this administration will constantly buffer itself from taking responsibility to the top. The more people they assign to do things, and the more people that, you know, they try to, you know, they're all about dispersing blame.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, if you ask them to do it and them to do it, you know, we wash our hands of it, and if it doesn't happen, we can blame somebody else. You know, which I, you know, is just, you know, clumsy and reckless in my eyes. Like, but in my head, it's sort of like they've been planning this all along. They've wanted to let this guy, you know, because, like, he flip-flopped on this. Bush, in September 17, 2001, about Osama bin Laden, says, you know, I want justice, and there's an old poster out West, I will call, that says, you know, wanted dead or alive,
yeah.
Right? March 13, 2002. I don't know where he is. I have no idea, and I really don't care. It's not that important until the election. That was what he didn't say. Until campaign time. So on one side, I'm conspiracy ridden. On the other side, these guys are idiots, and they'll do anything to protect power, which is like they'll hedge their bets, and if something good happens, they'll take credit for it. And if it doesn't, they'll blame whoever they can.
And they've even gotten some people in Congress to go along with this game. You know, the Senate Intelligence Committee is issuing its report later today on intelligence failures. And it criticizes misjudgments by intelligence agencies. I mean, they cast a pretty wide net as far as saying the CIA had problems, the FBI had problems. But
yeah,
guess where they did not cast any blame?
Hold on. How many guesses do I get? The president?
There you go.
Look at that.
The president and his folks in the White House. Bush's role, if any, and we can just call this an allegation for now, but Bush's role in any, if any, in manipulating intelligence will have to wait until after the November election. You heard Jack Rice say that earlier, right? Our intelligence guy out in Minneapolis. He said, look, there are two parts to this Senate Intelligence Committee report. Part one, which blames everybody else, will come out today. Part two, which may start assessing the Bush administration's culpability, will not come out until after the November election.
Well, that's good, because they'll have time then to maybe even show up and, you know, testify in their own defense and stuff, because they're not going to be in the administration anymore. So, that'll free up their
schedule. That'll free up their time. But see, now here's the other thing. Could they manipulate this so that they capture bin Laden in October, they make the Senate rewrite the Intelligence Committee report in late October, release it just before the election, and Bush comes out smelling like a rose?
Well,
how's that for a conspiracy?
It's a good conspiracy, but I would hope, and I'm sure I'm overestimating the capacity of certain people to really see things the way I see them. Well, you're probably better off if you don't, but if... if they catch bin Laden, or if he shows up dead in the next few months and people aren't suspicious of that timing, you got to have your head examined. I mean, you know, clearly this administration is not beyond, you know, prioritizing politics over the the health and concern of the people of this country, over, you know, anything that has to do with, honoring democratic ideals, that these people will do anything to maintain power. It frightens me.
Well, you know what's interesting? When you talk about bin Laden, you know, there was a whole thing that Karl Rove had planned out for the Republican convention. They moved it back a little bit so it would be closer to September 11th. They were going to use Ground Zero as a backdrop for some of the things that Bush was doing. And then, little by little, they have quietly backed away from some of that stuff. Now, imagine what would happen if they caught bin Laden at the end of August, just in time for the Republican convention.
Well, that's the thing. And now, ladies and gentlemen, now that the president has spoken, please put your eyes to the center of the stage. And there's a giant curtain over a box. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Osama bin Laden. And he's in a cage with his dialysis machine going, everybody, this is not fair. And I am not. That's what's going to happen. That's what you're saying. It's not beyond them to do that.
I don't think it's beyond them to do that. I really don't. Straight ahead, former Dean campaign manager Joe Trippi, the presidential daily briefing and the liberal agenda. This is Air America Radio. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
This is Air America Radio News. I'm Mark Shearer, sitting in for Wayne Gilman. The Senate Intelligence Committee is scheduled to release its report this morning on the pre-war intelligence gathering by the CIA and other agencies. It's expected to be a tough critique, but it won't point the finger at the administration, saying analysts weren't pressured to come up with what the White House wanted to hear. A report in the New Republic says officials in Pakistan suspect the reason the Bush administration has been pressing that country's president to track down or kill Osama bin Laden and other top terrorists has to do with the upcoming U.S. election and the impact of his capture or killing would have on the election. The report also says the U.S. is holding back on selling new jet fighters to Pakistan in order to increase the pressure to find bin Laden. President Bush campaigns in Pennsylvania today. John Kerry and John Edwards will work New York, West Virginia, and New Mexico. Last night, a Radio City Music Hall fundraiser starring John Bon Jovi, Whoopi Goldberg, and others raised $7 million. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
LendingTree.com presents 2 steps for controlling the home buying process. Step 1. Go to LendingTree.com and get up to 4 great mortgage offers within hours. Step 2. Stay at LendingTree.com and get up to 4 leading real estate agents within hours. So, to choose the mortgage and agent that's right for you, call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. See website for details and state license disclosures. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply.
Hello from Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber in F.A. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You could win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake Up a Winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotel. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
Unfiltered. Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's Judge Dredd. All rise for the disorder in the court. Step up to the House of Horrors. It's the Judicial System Freak Show. Haynes, Griffith, Spivey, we object. You call this justice? Tune in. Unfiltered, only on Air America Radio Vigilance.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Here we go again. No whining, all right? And I'm not going to whine. I'm only going to make declarative statements of cynicism and objectivity.
Speculative fact, perhaps?
Yes. No, right. I'm not going to get into it. It's Mark Riley. I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Morning's Edition on Air America. With us in the studio, we are thrilled to have the strategist and former campaign manager for Howard Dean. He's also the author of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. Joe Trippi is here. Good morning, sir.
Morning. It's good morning. To be here, yeah.
Thanks for coming. You're looking awake. You look chipper. You look ready to go.
I'm rolling, yeah.
All right, so let's get right into it. With the Howard Dean-Ralph Nader debate, what's it going to show progressives? Is it going to show progressives that Kerry is definitely their man?
I think it's going to show progressives why it's so important to make sure Kerry's our man.
Right.
We got to beat Bush. This isn't the time to be playing around. I worked for Ralph Nader about a decade ago.
Yeah.
On some trade issues and making
smart guy, smart. Important guy.
Important guy. Guy made us. I think has made a tremendous difference to the country.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the things he's done. I just don't think this is the right time to be doing this.
Do you think he's being selfish?
No, I mean this is from. Yeah, a little. I mean, that's a tough question. I have a lot, so much respect for him. I just think that we got to get him off the field. I mean, if it's three, even if it's 3 points, that
right.
it takes.
And that's what this debate is about, right?
I think
it's about what specifically.
Well, I mean, one of the things Nader sits there and he's done a great job throughout his career of taking on the corporations and getting rid of the money and that kind of stuff. But hey, but that's what the Dean campaign was about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had hundreds of thousands of Americans. $100. I mean, we're doing what Ralph Nader, Dean is the guy who actually went out and we implemented what Ralph Nader's been talking about this whole time.
Right.
About getting average people against the corporations, using our power.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ralph, you helped us get here. Don't stop us right before we, the November election. I mean, don't do anything to hinder it. And the other side of this thing is it's happening right now for Kerry, whether, it's not about some knight in shining armor rolling into Washington, D.C. on a white horse, go to save the country and change America's politics for us. We have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what and that's happening right now. That's why Kerry has $182 million.
Right.
That's not from the $2,000 check. Some of it is.
Right.
But a lot of it is from $108 average, $100 average contributions.
Right.
From the average American who's saying, hey, we have the power to take out the 33 lobbyists and take out the guys that are writing our energy policy from the oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
The guys
figuratively
right,
take out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, very figuratively, right. But I'm just saying, so in a lot of ways, we ourselves are making the kind of change that Ralph embodied and embodies today. And I'd rather have him with us helping to take him out. And help be a leader within where we actually have a shot to beat Bush. You cannot mess around with this. We're at a pivotal point.
Right. It's just got to be about taking Bush down.
But you know what? Kerry was on Larry King Live last night.
Yeah.
And he said something that I had hoped he would eventually say, and that is, look, I am going to make Ralph Nader unnecessary. Let him stay in the race if he wants to stay in the race, but I am going to, put forward my vision, and my vision will eclipse Ralph Nader. That I like.
Yeah, no, and I wish he'd gone one step further. We are going to make it not necessary, all of us.
Right.
And we can. And Ralph Nader had an important role in encouraging people to get to the point where we are, where we all do have. That's why in the book, The Internet, the revolution will not be televised. That's what it's about. It's not. It's about all of us saying, my $25 contribution by itself don't make a difference. Walking for 4 hours in a precinct by myself, that's not going to make a difference. But when 200,000 Americans do that together, when 1 million Americans do that together, when 2 million Americans do that together, man, we can change anything. And we can make what Ralph Nader's been talking about
a reality.
And he doesn't have to be the guy.
Right.
We can beat Bush.
Right. We're talking to Joe Trippi, Howard Dean's former campaign manager. No, but how are you going to speak to? We got a guy calling yesterday, and there are these Nader diehards that really have a problem with the structure of American politics, period. And Nader represents an alternative to them, an honest alternative to the structure of the American, two-party system. How do you speak to those guys?
We're changing the structure.
Okay.
We're changing the structure. The structure was two parties who went chasing wealthy donors and corporate sponsors and went chasing them. Why? To buy TV ads to beat the living daylights out of each other so none of us would vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's changed from that?
The system's changing because today $182 million is up against, most of it from now, average Americans who gave Kerry $108 on average, is up against 631 billionaires and multimillionaires, rangers and pioneers of the Bush-Cheney campaign.
Mm-hmm.
What we got here is, it's simple. We have the no-bid contract with Halliburton. We got the oil companies writing our energy policy. We got the pharmaceutical companies writing our Medicare policy. We are at the moment where Jefferson said, Jefferson and Madison were freaked out when they wrote, when the Constitution came out, because they were concerned it would not prevent one thing: the day economic power in this country would be able to seize political power. And the Bush administration is their worst nightmare. It is exactly what our founders feared the most. They wrote the Constitution so that said, we the people, we, when that day happens, we have the power. We can go in on one day in an election, take that system out. And I believe that's what's going on right now. That's why Kerry, Rove never counted on this.
Mm-hmm.
Rove was counting on us goody-two-shoe Democrats to do what Gore did.
To
stay within No, stay within the public funding system.
Okay.
And you'd have to stop at $45 million.
Mm-hmm.
The law would say at $45 million, you cannot raise any more money.
Right.
Bush, people don't realize this. In 2000, Bush outspent Gore 2-1.
Wow.
He had $125 million to Gore's $45 because Gore stayed within the system. The thing that changed, the most important event, was when 300,000 Dean folks went to their internet, went to their website, and voted to let Howard Dean opt out of that funding cap,
amazing,
let him opt out. And we had a goal of our goal was to reach $200 million and match Bush dollar for dollar. That we announced that when we made that vote.
Yeah.
One guy, John Kerry,
yeah,
opted out right after that. So the Dean folks said it was okay to do it. I'm doing it too. And Rove never, ever counted on that. And now today you have Kerry with $182 million.
Beautiful.
To Bush's $214 million. And you know what I think?
What?
I want to start the Catch Bush campaign.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
we got to the end of July.
We can do
to
it.
Catch him, and we can do it.
If we can
keep going there. And now if people do that, if we raise more money than Bush and his corporate friends do,
be amazing.
More than Ken Lay.
Yeah.
Now that system, this is exactly what I would say to that guy. We can do it now. We don't need to do
where
this.
Where do people go?
Are the people are the third party.
Where do they go to do it?
They can go to catchbush.com.
Great.
They can go to joetrippy.com. They can go to Kerry.
Great.
Go straight to johnkerry.com.
Stay with us, okay? We're gonna take calls. We're gonna finish talking about this. Call us at 866-303-2270 for questions for Joe Trippy. And stay with us. We're gonna cover all this stuff some more when we come back on Air America Radio.
If you want to do more with your home improvement project and with your budget, you can. The Home Depot can show you how. If you want to know more and know you're getting the lowest price every day, you can. Others try to get by on just a promise, but the Home Depot comes through time after time. It's how we were built, with a solid history and pure passion for bringing you the lowest possible prices on everything from washers and bolts to washers and dryers. When you buy as much as we do, you can afford to sell for less. That's the power of buying power. Simple stuff, just like our 10% price guarantee. If you ever find a lower price somewhere else, the Home Depot will beat it by 10%. Plus, if you want to get special finance offers that let you buy now and pay later, you can. Just ask an associate for details. If you want to pull it all together and know you're making your dollars and your dreams go farther, you can. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-611-9977. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-800-611-9977 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-611-9977. That's 1-800-611-9977.
Good afternoon, sir. Is this your first visit to the Museum of Television and Radio?
Unfortunately not. I breezed through here last Thursday, and frankly, I was baffled.
How so?
Well, it's like no museum I've ever been to. None of the great masters are represented.
Well, I can't agree with you there, sir. Hitchcock, Gleason, Cosby, Lucy, Cronkite.
But the whole atmosphere, complete lack of stuffiness. Just ordinary people sitting at private monitors watching television and listening to radio programs.
Yeah, we have over 100,000 programs going back to the early days of broadcasting right up to the present.
But they were enjoying themselves, some laughing out loud, some weeping out loud.
Having a good time.
Precisely. It's a museum. Where are your velvet ropes, your stifled yawns?
It's not that kind of museum.
I should say not.
I'm sorry you didn't have fun.
I did, but I don't go to a museum to have fun.
Where do you go?
Well, from now on, I'm coming here, but that's not the point. You really ought to work on your stuffiness, you know.
You think so?
Yes, you should have thrown me out 5 minutes ago.
The Museum of Television and Radio, with locations in New York and Los Angeles. For more information in New York, call 212-61-6600 or visit us on the web at www.mtr.org.
Here we go. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley, Morning Sedition, Air America Radio. We're talking to Joe Trippi, Howard Dean's campaign manager, 866-303-2270. He's also the author of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, Democracy, the Internet, and the Overthrow of Everything. We're taking your calls in just a second, but now, of course, it's time for the Presidential Daily Briefing, that highly classified top secret document that crosses George W. Bush's desk every morning. Today's PDB from the intelligence community is titled Records Vanish. Mr. President, it has come to our attention that payroll records have been destroyed that could have helped prove or disprove that you fulfilled your service commitment to the Texas Air National Guard. This is devastating to your reputation. Instead of recognizing your brave patriotic service patrolling the skies above Tuscaloosa, people will assume you spent the summer of 1972 on a cocaine-fueled binge with a future consultant to the Saudi royal family, starting with the shooting of every highway sign from Lake Charles, Louisiana, to Huntsville, Texas, continuing with a burglary into an ex-girlfriend's home in which she broke down weeping in front of her frightened grandfather, spiraling into an ugly incident south of the border that cost a Mexican garbage man his thumb, and culminating in the virtual abduction of a teenage prostitute named Guadalupe, who was later released onto a highway divider along Interstate 10 wearing only high heels and a blanket. Unless that is what you were doing, in which case, losing the records is good news. Respectfully, Office of Homeland Security. So, Joe Trippi,
yes.
The Kerry campaign. Everything's looking good. You were just speculating. Nader and Kerry are going to be debating. We got a lot of calls here.
No, Nader and Dean.
Nader and Kerry. Apparently, Nader and Kerry already had a debate behind closed doors that you don't think went that well.
I don't think so.
All right. So let's take some calls. Tula, New Jersey. What's up?
Hey. Yes, hi. How you doing, guys?
Good. Right.
Well, you are being a little bit too kind. Ralph Nader. I think he's a total hypocrite. He must know that the GOP is gathering signatures for his ballot access in various battleground states.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think it's despicable.
Yeah, let's
and
let Joe...
he doesn't realize that, you know. I mean, he must realize
okay,
that.
Okay, let's let Joe Trippi address that. Thank you for your call, Tua.
It's not just the collection of signatures that are helping. I know now some of the bigger Bush-Cheney pioneers and rangers are starting to show up on Nader's contribution list. In fact, one of the biggest ones did show up on the last one, mm-hmm. on the last report. I just can't figure that out. I mean, it's one thing, you know, I just want to give Nader the benefit of the doubt, and maybe I'm wrong for doing that, but, you know, that he's doing this for the right reasons. But it doesn't matter if he's doing it for the right reasons and he's going to be used by the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing, and I think that's a big mistake.
You know, when you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas.
Fleas. Exactly. Right. Right.
Sarah in Manhattan, how are you, Sarah? You got a question for Joe?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on.
I just wanted to – I haven't heard it mentioned that Ralph Nader's money, a lot of it comes from the Trial Lawyers Association. And I wondered if Joe thought – that that would have an impact, that the John Edwards decision.
Thank you, Sarah. Joe?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. That I think that the Edwards pick, again, it makes Nader not necessary. Here you've got, again, the Vice Cheney with his no-bid Halliburton contract, mm-hmm. getting money from Halliburton, mm-hmm. and sort of representing corporate America.
Yes.
And then you have Edwards, who spent his whole professional career taking on the corporations, a lot like Nader did, but doing it in the courtroom for the little guy and attacking them. Anytime a corporation abused these people or misabused their power. So I think that juxtaposition and Edwards carrying that mantle, makes this totally unnecessary. I mean, Ralph needs to get the hell out of this thing. But I think, he's got a right to be in. We want him out. But I think the real important thing is to realize how the Republicans are using him, and I can't believe Ralph Nader wants that to happen.
Or why he would let it happen. Give us a call, 866-303-2270. Steve in Manhattan, what do you got?
For Nader in 2000, and I'll tell you, I don't have any apologies for it, and I think some of the blaming him on 2000 is scapegoating. But I want to tell Joe that fundraising and the Dean campaign was one of the few times I've been excited by an electoral development in the United States. I do think that Nader should withdraw, and when he withdraws, I think he should have a group of people who stand for the kind of challenge to corporate power that he stands for, and the Democratic Party has never really mounted, saying, we're backing him in November. The cheerleading stops. We're going to put forward our proposals, and I think that the past experience of the Democratic Party means we need to hold their feet to the fire. In New York, we can vote for Kerry on the Working Families Party line, which has a strong position on domestic issues and on the war. So we have it's a good setup here.
Good. Well, thank you for your call, Steve.
Well, I mean, and thank you for your comments about how the Dean campaign got you excited in terms of how we were changing fundraising. And that's what the book Revolution Will Not Be Televised, I wrote. I mean, it just sort of poured out of me because I have such a passion for not just what we were able to do in politics, but I really think this. We now have the tool, the Internet, that can really hold corporations accountable. It's going to change so much if Americans understand how we can come together, how we connect, how we have this amazing power if we all do things together. And so the book's not just sort of the story of the Dean campaign, which it is, but it's also what we can do, what you can do to join up and create a movement that goes beyond just changing politics in this country, but demanding more corporate accountability, changing institutions in this country from the bottom up, which is the only way they're going to change.
Let's take another call. Art in New Jersey. How are you, Art? What do you got for Joe?
Pretty good.
Hey.
Marky Mark, you got the best show on radio.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And Joe, good job on the Dean campaign.
Thank you.
I want to ask a question. You mentioned that the average donation for Democrats is 108. Do you have the numbers on the Republicans, and do you have a number comparing how many contributions Democrats have versus Republicans?
Thanks for your call, Art.
Yeah, I have some really scary information on that. Before this election started, the party that led in contributions under $100 was the Republican Party. The party that led under $1,000, Republican, under $100,000, Republican. Contributions under $1 million, Republican. There was only one category the Democratic Party led in, and that was contributions over $1 million.
Oh, wow.
How the hell did that happen? How did the party of the people become a party that only led in one category, $1 million contributions and above? And the Dean campaign, in one fell swoop, with 650,000 Americans stood up and said, no more. We're taking this back for the people. It's the people are taking the Kerry campaign and giving it that $100.
Genius.
We're the people that are changing this thing. And right. If we keep doing that, yeah, I think Kerry's going to govern differently because he'll have to.
Yep.
And that's how we'll hold our feet to the fire.
Thank you very much for joining us, Joe Trippi. The book is called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Pick it up. It's great talking to you.
Great talking to you guys.
Thanks for coming.
Come back and see us.
We'll be back in a minute on Air America Radio.
At Patagonia, we love the wilder places beyond the end of the road. And we support around-the-world grassroots activists who fight hard to save a local patch of land or a stretch of river or shoreline. Patagonia gives 1% of annual sales to small environmental groups. And we make exceptional outdoor clothes. So visit one of our stores in Manhattan, Honolulu, Portland, Freeport, or Santa Cruz. If there isn't a store in your area, click on to Patagonia.com for more information. That's Patagonia.com.
Weeds like dandelion, clover, and hundreds of others can stand between you and a thick green lawn.
That's why Bayer Advanced created Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer Plus Weed Control. It does two jobs at once. It kills four times as many types of weeds as the leading brand, while it feeds at every level. The grass, the roots, plus it fortifies the soil for a thicker, deep-down green that lasts longer. Without the weeds, guaranteed. Bayer Advanced. Better thinking, better results. Available at Lowe's and other garden retailers.
New York City in summer. You know how hot it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, and this combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends July 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another summer without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600.
Do nasal allergies hit you where it hurts most? Your wallet?
Yeah.
Then ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray, 50 micrograms. Flonase has the lowest average copay of any leading prescription nasal allergy brand in the nation. And now you could save up to $60 a year through the Allergy Rewards Program. Call 1-800-FLONASE or visit Flonase.com to learn more. Only Flonase is approved to treat nasal symptoms from indoor and outdoor allergies, as well as year-round non-allergic nasal symptoms that can feel like allergies. All prescription products are not approved to treat the same symptoms. Only your doctor can decide what treatment option is best for you. For best results, use daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. See our ad in Fitness Magazine. Call 1-800-FLONASE or ask your doctor or pharmacist about the medicine that's tough on nasal allergies. Easy on your wallet. All it takes is FLONASE. Allergy Rewards Program subject to eligibility.
All right, let's try and put this down smoothly. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey!
On Mornings Edition, AirAmerica.com. Closing statements, I guess. JoeTrippi.com, CatchBush.com, JohnKerry.com, all that information on MorningSedition.com. His book, Joe Trippi, was just here. A great guy. The revolution will not be televised, democracy, the internet, and the overthrow of everything available on AirAmericaRadio.com through the book club. Get a little discount if you buy it over there.
That's right.
And, you know, what he was saying, I think it's a very important thing to understand that these Republicans will, the way they're coming out of Edwards around trial lawyers. It's just, you know, you look at a trial lawyer and look at it in its purest form, and you look at a guy like Edwards who was standing up for the little guy against the corporation, and if Republicans say otherwise, like accuse trial lawyers of jacking up rates for malpractice insurance, for health insurance, they are defending the corporations over people. That's what Republicans do.
Mm.
You know, we got to reframe that one, you know?
For sure.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at this story, man. I can't believe this. Some people may know the name Richard Reardon. Reardon used to be California's the mayor of L.A. He's now the state education secretary. He told a young lady by the name of Isis DeLuciano that her name, instead of meaning Egyptian goddess, which is what it means, Reardon said it means stupid, dirty girl.
Stupid, dirty girl. He's a stupid, dirty man.
Yeah.
A stupid old man.
Yeah, and you know...
What kind of guy would say that to a kid? Hello, little girl. No, that's not what your name means. It means stupid, dirty girl.
Yeah.
And then the girl's mother, after he apologized and said the press were calling her, said, don't bother me anymore. The kid's over it. I'm over it. He apologized. That's it.
End of story.
Quit making a story of it. It is the end of the story. And that's our liberal agenda. So get your notebooks and your pens. Here it is from the Streisand compound. One, poll Sudanese refugees about John Edwards' likability. Two, add the color black to the terror color chart. It comes after red and stands for we deserve it. That's brutal. Three, feed misinformation to New York Post reporters so their front page can be wrong every day. It is kind of. Four, make a friend from the South, show off his primitive beliefs and bizarre accent to gain big laughs at cocktail parties. And five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation, quote, Kenneth Lay isn't a crook. He's integrity challenged, unquote. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Wednesday.
Monday. Monday, yeah. My good man. So Monday.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was going away for a while.
There you go. Coming up on Monday's morning tradition, how will the CIA ever survive without George Tenet? We'll talk to our old buddies and CIA veterans, Jack Rice and Larry Johnson. That's Monday's morning tradition here on Air America Radio. Good weekend, everybody.